Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran claims it's close to an agreement with Gulf neighbor Oman over the Strait of Hormuz. This comes after President Trump said that a deal to reopen the waterway could be announced soon. And Mr. Trump says it was his threat of a major attack that got Tehran back to the bargaining table.
So far, we only have Iran's word that any progress has been made towards reopening the vital shipping lane through which 20% of the world's oil would normally pass. A foreign ministry spokesperson in Tehran said coordinates had been agreed with Oman that would allow vessels to pass in and out of the strait. But the warning that third parties should not interfere means all eyes will now be on the White House and whether President Trump gives his approval. It could still all unravel.
The BBC's John Donison. The Israeli military says two of its soldiers have died in combat in southern Lebanon, the first Israeli death since the implementation of a shaky truce between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah in June. South Korea says its neighbor to the north is making trouble again, North Korea launching a missile of some sort off its east coast. Convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein had a ranch in New Mexico, and the state's investigating potential criminal activity there. In connection with that investigation,
we have been forced to file an action against the United States Department of Justice and Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche for their continued refusal to provide unrestricted and unredacted access to the complete Epstein file.
New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres. Cooler weather helping crews battling wildfires around Spokane, Washington. 850 buildings, many of them homes, have been destroyed. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 166 points. NASDAQ futures down 120. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $3 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Air just about 2 minutes ago, dispatching out to Delaney Valley Road at Bosley. And they're reporting an entry accident there. So right at Lock Raven, keep an eye out for that. Not sure what's blocked, but you know right there, Delaney Valley Road, there's only one lane either direction. So from Jarrettsville Pike, and if you're coming northbound from that area, be on the lookout for that as well. We'll get some more information on that. There was an accident about 35 minutes ago. At one point, a lot of equipment there. Inner loop just after the JFX. They're off to the right side. There's no backup. You're clear from Greenspring over to the JFX. And we're looking at you live, and all the lanes are open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and very humid today. Temperatures in the low 90s feel like temperatures in the uncomfortable 100s. Plus a chance for some late day showers and thunderstorms. Some showers will linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Nottingham and 76 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Republican State Senator Johnny Mott says the redistricting amendment that passed during the special session was rammed through, and the General Assembly reminds him of professional wrestling. Before casting his no vote, he said there are a lot of parallels with professional wrestling because the action and the debates are real, but many times the outcome is predetermined. Senator Mott says the General Assembly's Eastern Shore delegation voted unanimously to reject the ballot question. He says rural Maryland is not treated the same as urban Maryland, and it's well understood that urban Maryland has more political power. And a man is critically wounded following a Wednesday night shooting in East Baltimore. Police were called to the 1500 block of East Lafayette Street around 8 p.m. where they found the victim with gunshot wounds to the upper body. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. There's no word yet on a suspect or what led to the shooting. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 108, the pick 4, 6429. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Steino and Sports coming up next.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, a little home run derby last night at Camden Yard.
Toby crushes one to left field. How about a Toby Jack?
That thing landed on the concourse.
Back-to-back moonshots. O'Neill and Mayo. How far can you go?
Well, a combined 862 feet is the answer. It was Kevin Brown asking the question. On Masson, Leody Taveras would add another one in the eighth, a two-run shot, all in support of Trevor Rogers as the Birds win back-to-back games after the trade deadline, 5-2 over the Angels. Now, after the game, manager Albernez on a rejuvenated Coby Mayo.
And it was a great at-bat against Detmers. You know, Detmers hung him a curveball, and he put a good swing on it. You know, and that's where when Coby's feeling right, you know, he's hitting the ball at a big part of the ballpark.
Coby Mayo in his last seven games now, three homers, seven runs batted in, batting 7 for 23. And even better news, with losses by the Tigers and Twins last night, the O's have now pulled to within a half game of the third wild card spot in the American League. Meanwhile, the Ravens got their work in yesterday in the rain in Owings Mills. Offensive coordinator Declan Doyle happy about that.
He might be easier to say, hey, you know what, let's just run the ball. Let's not force our guys to be really good with, you know, the throw location, reaching out, plucking the front half of the football, putting it away, ball security, all those things. But obviously, a day like today, you're really fortunate to be able to have to, like, test those things.
And coming up in 30 minutes, Governor Moore firing back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in the Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, August the 6th. 2026, and I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, ICE says Prince George's County released two criminal illegal aliens, which jeopardized the people of Maryland.
Republican and the Maryland GOP and voter groups now issuing or launching challenges to the redistricting referendum. We got news there. And did Wes Moore kill the Triple Crown?
So here's my message. If you want to win the Triple Crown, we'll see you in Baltimore.
All right, that was yesterday at the press conference. Wes Moore, of course, announcing, as I predicted yesterday, that he would move the Preakness date. I was off by a day. I thought it was going to be Saturday, May the 22nd. Instead, it's going to be Sunday, May the 23rd. The first time in history that the Preakness has been run on a Sunday. They're also moving the Black Eyed Susan Stakes, which actually nobody outside of horse racing really cares about, to Saturday. So they'll have a whole weekend, we're told, of championship thoroughbred horse racing. And that is, of course, they signed a big deal with NBC. So the big question here is, but is the Triple Crown still going to be a thing or not? And here's what he says the goal was yesterday, and there's a little bit of a read between the lines here.
The goal was not just to create winners on the track. The goal was to make sure we were creating winners off the track, too.
Off the track means the redevelopment of Park Heights neighborhood. That's the real goal here. He doesn't care about horse racing. Now, he doesn't want to be the governor that loses the Triple Crown, but that might be what is written on his epitaph eventually. But it's all about the redevelopment of Park Heights and making sure that that community, which is now pretty much run down and a former shadow of itself, gets somehow energized and revitalized. Don't know if this is going to do it or not. There's still a lot of questions there. And then he had the audacity to talk about the grandeur of the Triple Crown when he himself might be responsible for killing it.
We did all of this without using a single penny from general fund tax dollars.
Yeah, the general fund tax dollars, but hundreds of millions of dollars. And he's talking about the 85 A million that went to the claiming of the property rights from Churchill Downs Incorporated. There was the $400 million to develop and rebuild the Pimlico racetrack. There's also another $50 million that was spent on Laurel racetrack. And it just he's telling me all of it came from bond raising. I'll have to wait and see how that all shakes out. But he still thinks that there's a shot that the Triple Crown is going to stay in place here, even with the Preakness not part of the new Thoroughbred Championship Series.
The Triple Crown will continue to be one of the marquee sports events of the year and will continue having Preakness be at the center.
I don't see this. I think right now, if you're a trainer, you can run in the Derby, which this year is May 1st. And then since you moved it back 3 weeks now, yeah, that's a lot of rest for a horse that you could run in the dirt in the Preakness. The problem is the Thoroughbred Championship Series, you get points in each race. There are six races, including the Derby and the Belmont Stakes. But there are no points in the Preakness. That's not part of the Thoroughbred Championship Series. There's a $5 million pot for the horse that wins the Thoroughbred Championship Series. And so you're not going to get any points by running in the Preakness, which is not part of the series. So again, what is the incentive? What is the motivation to say that you won the Triple Crown? It may not be a thing anymore. The trainers and the owners of these thoroughbreds might decide, okay, well, it's nice. Maybe, you know, we'll if we have time, if a horse looks good, maybe we'll enter it into the Preakness. But now what you've done is you've made horse trainers and owners choose between the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. Do I run my horse in the Belmont Stakes for points, which is 2 weeks after the Preakness now, and a possibility of winning $5 million? Or do I just run in the Preakness and forget the Belmont and kiss my $5 million chance goodbye? I think we all know the answer to that. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're getting a few brake lights now going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Just a speed reduction southbound right before we go into the tunnel itself. So anybody south from O'Donnell Street now, be prepared. We may start to back up right in that area. Not quite yet, but soon. So we'll keep an eye on that. Nothing major, though, right now. And 95 is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck on the Beltway still on the right side. It's well off to the shoulder. Inner loop around the JFX. If you're coming east from Greenspring, you're coming up from the JFX onto the Beltway. Not a big problem there. The new wreck was from Baltimore County about 10 minutes ago at Delaney Valley Road at Old Bosley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today, highs in the low 90s, heat index well over 100 degrees, chance again for showers and storms this afternoon, evening, and overnight as well. So it's going to be sticky, as they say. Boy, the showers yesterday, heavy downpours. Right now, 77 and clear in Annapolis. It is 74 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Democratic primary election in Michigan has been decided. The winner is Abdul El Said, or as President Trump calls him, Abdul Hussein El Said. Now, people said he's a physician and he's a healthcare worker. They're calling him Fauci with a beard.
Yeah.
Bearded Fauci. Yeah.
Home Depot is already selling Christmas decorations.
Stop. I don't doubt it.
Yeah. But that's for 2027. I was in the supermarket the other day, saw Halloween candy on the shelves.
Oh, I saw that two weeks ago in Heise.
Yeah, just incredible.
Stop it.
BMW owners are being inundated with ads on their screens of their vehicles on the internal display screen. The bad part is they're for Mercedes. You know? Somebody's got to block those. The Rogue SpaceX rocket staged a crash into the moon yesterday. Did you see that? It created a new crater on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of Elon Musk's new ultimate goal to put the first rocket crash on Mars.
I wonder why they would do that. I don't understand the meaning of that.
They didn't do it intentionally. Apparently it was, you know, whatever forces were at work.
Gravity got it.
Gravity and pulled it in. It was, I think, ran out of fuel, whatever, couldn't really navigate. And the moon's gravity pulled it into the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. New sales figures show that Americans are turning away from plant-based milks like oat milk and almond milk and are opting instead for regular dairy milk. Goes back to the original.
They should not have that stuff next to my regular milk.
Yeah. Right. I'm wondering, how do you milk an almond anyway?
Or an oat.
Yeah. Isn't it redundant putting oat milk on oatmeal?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't think you need it. In fact, when you put milk on oatmeal, doesn't it become oat milk? These are the questions that we stay up late at night trying to figure out for you.
Indeed.
Yeah, exactly. Wisconsin man flew his helicopter to a Cabela store to pick up bow hunting supplies because he didn't feel like making the trip with his car.
Oh, yeah. Are you tired?
He parked way away from everybody else, that's for sure, but still, a shopping cart got him. Nick the paint on the chopper.
You remember there was a guy named Buzz Berg? You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Big construction guy. He lived up off of Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring Valley Road in that area. He had a pad on his property. Everybody used to go.
I remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
See the helicopter sitting out in his yard?
Mm.
You know, but they said, look how big a yard he had. Who's he bothering? You know, so he kept it there. No problem.
I'm surprised Maggie missed this story. There's been another beaver incident.
Oh, I didn't miss it. That. It's coming up.
It's coming up. Well, look at you. How excited you are about this story.
I'm not excited.
Yes, you are.
She follows beavers.
I'm just
saying.
I
do you get beaver
not.
Alerts on your phone?
I get no. I'm not registered with the National Association of Beavers or whatever.
Maybe you should go to work at Bucky's.
I've never been.
19-year-old fisherman bitten on the leg by a beaver Wednesday morning at Cunningham Falls State Park in Frederick County.
Wow.
Second at the park in 2 weeks. They've got a family of rabid beavers, apparently.
Right, a 13-year-old about a week or two before.
Yeah, back on July the 26th.
They closed that area for a while. Yeah.
Beavers are typically, it says here, non-aggressive and rarely attack people, but Maggie would differ with that. So when was your first encounter with a beaver?
This was back in June on Bottom Road, just hanging out. I had my granddaughter and my daughter
back
with me.
This past June?
Yeah.
Right? So you were minding your own business.
I was minding, and I saw this giant brown thing bobbing around the water. At first, we didn't know what it was, and the thing...
Was it?
No, we run quicker than that for that. But that was a different story in Assateague. That's a funny story, too. But,
oh, okay.
Well, to some.
All right, maybe. So you got this giant brown thing bobbing around the water.
And I said, did it come at you? What the hell is that? Well, I grabbed my granddaughter. I'm like, what is it? It was doing just like in the Jaws thing, you know, like, damn it. It was. It kept getting closer and closer. The music wasn't on, no. But beaver! But, yeah, it kept coming closer and closer to us, and finally we left because they're huge.
Yeah. Has there ever been a horror movie where the beaver was the monster?
There was a rat.
There's too many lines here.
Wasn't there a movie about a rat?
Yeah, wasn't it Willard?
Yeah.
Willard Scott.
Dannon.
Never thought of it. I thought of beavers as being a docile. You know, they build dams.
They
will swim.
Kick your butt. The teeth on them. Think of what they can do to a log.
So you've gotten that close to a beaver to see?
Yes. Well, he got close to me.
I'm trying to think of the first time I ever saw a beaver.
I
think it was at.
Was it on Bottom Road? But anywho, yeah, that sucker got a little bit uncomfortably close to me and my fam.
All right, the other day we played a little Aaron Rodgers. Remember, he was going after Fauci, called him a coward.
Yeah.
Apparently got under Fauci's skin because Fauci is now firing back.
August 5th, 2026. Dear Diary, today was a sad day. I learned that I was criticized by the world's leading health expert, Dr. Aaron Rodgers, on America's number one medical podcast, The Pat McAfee Show. Thanks to Aaron Rodgers, I now see the error of my ways, and the world would be much better off if it got its health advice from dumb jocks with numerous head injuries. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers' health decisions are as sound as when he decided to play for the New York Jets. Motto on this Aaron Rodgers. He needs a mask mandate. As in, put on your face mask, throw your little football around, and shut the hell up. Doctor's orders.
All right, we'll see if Aaron Rodgers responds to Dr. Fauci, who was called.
I hope he does.
Coward.
Should be good.
Should be great. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Will the Preakness ever be the same again? Is it just now a one-off? Now, I did send an email yesterday to Churchill Downs Incorporated and New York Racing Association asking them a series of questions regarding the $85 million. Because Churchill Downs, remember, they paid the $85 million for the individual property rights of the Preakness. And then Maryland had the right to match and retain the rights, and that's exactly what Westmore did, instead of just letting a private organization run things. And he's getting criticized by Steve Hershey on that. But the fact is that I have not heard back yet from Churchill Downs or New York Racing regarding my questions, but I think maybe that had something to do with it, because Churchill Downs had the rights. They purchased the rights. They were going to probably, I would think, had we not spent $85 million, and he's saying it's money raised from bonds, not from tax dollars, but had we not spent that money on it, the Preakness, I think, would have been in the Thoroughbred Championship Series, and everything would have been copacetic. It would have stayed the same. Instead, Westmore and the Democrats stuck their nose in it and may have cost us the Triple Crown here in 152nd running is coming up on May the 23rd. And by the way, that is not Memorial Day weekend. It's the weekend that follows is Memorial Day weekend, in case you're wondering. All right, 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
And it's going to be on Sunday.
Correct.
Yeah. So I don't know about that. I guess we'll have to see. The wreck on the interloop of the Beltway, went back and looked at that. Still there on the shoulder, but it has not been a big problem at one point. There was a lot of equipment there right after the ramp at the JFX, and as you were working away from there and over towards I-83, a couple of vehicles are still on the side. It's just going back there now, and all of that scene is cleared. So good news coming down the hill from Greenspring over to the expressway and then over towards I-83. Baltimore County out with the wreck, Delaney Valley Road at Old Bosley Road. Had a little bit of a slowdown last report going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's kind of cleared out now, and right now we're doing fine both on 95 and 895 South. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 55 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot and humid today. Low 90s. Heat index well over 100 degrees. You can chance for showers or storms a little bit later on this afternoon. What is going on? Man, my phone just went off. Isn't that weird? That is so bizarre. I am listening to my show. That is just bizarre. Why is that happening? I have no idea. It's possessed. My cell phone is possessed. Let's see if I can mute it. Hang on. There we go. That is just, it just went off. It started streaming on its own. It's possessed, I tell you. All right, so we're going to have chance for showers and storms a little bit later on this afternoon, evening, and overnight as well. So we're talking about the Preakness now, and the Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey has reacted to the announcement yesterday that, and as I said, the Black Eyed Susan, that used to be on Alibi Breakfast Day. What happened on Friday, it was a nice little race. It's for three-year-old fillies. But really, nobody really cares about it outside of the horse racing industry. It was not a big draw. People didn't flock to Pimlico for the Black Eyed Susan. There was some, as I said, people within the industry loved the race. But it was not a big public magnet for horse racing. Now that's going to be on Saturday, May 22nd, and then the Preakness will be on Sunday, May 23rd, and they're thinking that this is going to be a whole big weekend now, and that NBC is going to, they have the rights now, they're going to broadcast this thing. They think they're going to get ratings out of this. As I said, I don't think anybody cares about the Black Eyed Susan, but Senator Steve Hershey reacted to the news and that announcement yesterday.
Governor walks CDI down the aisle to the altar on the last day. He comes back and he says, sorry, guys, we're not making the deal. Nobody in their right mind would have made that decision to take one of the most iconic names in racing and push them to the side and say, I can stand up a nonprofit organization within the state of Maryland and they can handle it better.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And the fact is that he said, additionally, in a press release, today's announcement raises more questions than it answers. If the governor made this decision without coordinating with Churchill Downs and New York Racing Association, Maryland is now operating on one schedule while the rest of the elite three-year-old racing is operating on another. The governor stated that Maryland controls its own destiny. Maryland controls the Preakness. It does not control Churchill Downs. It does not control NYRA. And it doesn't control where the nation's best horses choose to run. The Thoroughbred Championship Series is designed around horses progressing from the Derby to the Belmont Stakes and through the rest of the championship season. If trainers are pursuing points, this is what I just pointed out moments ago, if they're pursuing points in the Thoroughbred Championship Series, for a $5 million payday, what incentive do they have other than the Derby winner to have to interrupt a five-week preparation for the Belmont Stakes by running the Preakness 2 weeks earlier? It doesn't make any sense. So I did ask Churchill Downs yesterday, I'll see if they respond, was there any conversation or discussion with Governor Wes Moore and Maryland officials, Maryland Jockey Club, Maryland Horse Racing Commission at all about this decision for the Thoroughbred Championship Series? Was there a negotiation that took place? And we're being told by some people in the legislature that they had no idea this was going on. And now, of course, my next question is, the Preakness, what does this mean for the Preakness? Again, they're saying that they could add other races as part of the Thoroughbred Championship Series, but the main, objection to Derby winners running in the Preakness is that it was too close. Okay, we get that. So he moves it a week later. 3 weeks should be enough rest for most horses, but now you put a two-week interval between the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. Preakness, no points. Belmont Stakes, with points. I think it pretty much is the writing on the wall. What do you think? Is this the end of the Triple Crown as we know it? We'll still have the Preakness. We can call it the Preakness, but it will have the luster and the grandeur, Wes Moore's word, not mine, that everyone expected to. Again, this is a time-honored tradition. As long as I've been in Maryland, it's always, I grew up in Bowie, which had a racetrack. We were always at the track and used to attend on a regular basis. Went to many Preaknesses on the infield, in the grandstand, in the clubhouse. I've been all over the track it's not the same anymore. Now I think it really is in jeopardy. And I'm wondering if you feel the same way. Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. We'll talk more about this with Gary Stein coming up after the 6:30 news. And you can email us am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick, here this morning. So give us a call and let us know what your thoughts are on the status of the Triple Crown as it applies to the Preakness. Up next, Maryland Republicans and voter groups are now announcing they're going to sue and challenge that redistricting referendum. We have the latest for you at 6:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. A Baltimore County man has been found not criminally responsible for killing his wife in 2025. On Wednesday, a judge ordered that Anthony Lechner be committed to a Maryland Department of Health facility for institutional inpatient treatment and care. The 56-year-old was charged with first-degree murder and the stabbing death of his 56-year-old wife, Kimberly, inside their Moncton home. On Tuesday, Kimberly Lechner's family spoke out against a plea of not criminally responsible. And the man convicted in the 2017 killing of an off-duty D.C. police officer in West Baltimore has been sentenced to life plus 33 years in prison. Metro Police Sergeant Tony Mason was shot by Deion Thompson while sitting in a parked car with his girlfriend on Elgin Avenue, and she was injured. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says while no amount of time can restore the years Sergeant Mason's family has lost, the sentence ensures that Deion Thompson will spend the rest of his days being held accountable for the devastating choices he made. And Fox 45 reports that just weeks after Baltimore County Public Schools' new superintendent pledged greater transparency and accountability, questions are surfacing over how the district handled the arrest of one of its employees, questions that BCPS, as of now, won't answer. On Monday, July 6, Dr. Bill Heiser was officially introduced as Baltimore County Public Schools' new superintendent. And the Virginia man killed in a crash with a stolen car driven by a 13-year-old has been identified, according to Montgomery County Police. Investigators said William Vance Payne, 58, died on Tuesday after the wreck at the intersection of Clopper Road and Great Seneca Highway in Germantown. According to an online fundraiser for the victim's family, Payne leaves behind a wife and five children and was on his way to work when he was hit. He lived in Berryville, Virginia, in the Shenandoah Valley. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603, 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a nice visual for you if you're on 895 northbound coming out of the toll plaza of the Old Harbor Tunnel. You look ahead to the left, there is a big cruise ship coming into the Inner Harbor. Very nice with the sunrise coming up. Both the tunnels southbound still running okay and no issues right now on 95 or 895, and the lanes continue clear even after O'Donnell Street and going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Might pick up just a very brief delay. All the lanes are open on the Beltway with the west side filling in now from I-70 down through Frederick Road. We made a swing through Annapolis. The lanes clear, three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound on the Bay Bridge, and then clear from there over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and very humid today. Temperatures in the low 90s feel like temperatures in the uncomfortable 100s. Plus a chance for some late day showers and thunderstorms. Some showers will linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Could Tyler O'Neill be the difference maker?
Times this year.
And he absolutely drills it. O'Neill, oh my.
That's what I call absolutely leaning back on one right there.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben had the call on Masson. The monster shot by O'Neill was the Slugger's third in five games. It was a two-run shot, and it got the Birds going in the fourth on their way to a 5-2 win last night over the Angels, a game that saw Baltimore smack three homers in all and get six strong innings from Trevor Rogers. And after the game, manager Albernaz saying a healthy O'Neill could go a long way.
You know, with Tio's track record and who he is as a player, you know, his ability to, he can change the game with one swing.
The win improves Baltimore to 56-58 on the year and moves them just a half game out of the third wild card spot because of what happened last night in Kansas City.
Massey hits it high in the air, deep right field. Martin turns around. The Royals have the lead. A go-ahead homer from Michael Massey. Left on left. It's 2-1 in the seventh.
Ryan Lefebvre had the call on Royals TV. Massey's home run was the game winner. Kansas City beats Minnesota 2-1, moving the O's past the Twins. Cleveland and Texas are tied for that third slot. The Orioles go to Texas tomorrow for a three-game set after playing the Angels in an afternoon game today at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills yesterday, Zay Flowers stepped up to the mic, all smiles, of course, after the big deal. After giving the obligatory thanks to God, family, and the organization, Flowers saved the best for last.
I love to thank Flock Nation for being my biggest fans. Even when things got rough, y'all still had my back no matter what happened. So I appreciate Baltimore. Thank you.
More than likely talking about that fumble in the AFC Championship game a couple of years back against Kansas City. Ravens news, the team moving offensive lineman Corey Bullock from the non-football injury list yesterday. He'll now join the competition at center. Bullock dressed for 16 games a year ago. A Maryland native, went to Gwynn Park High School. And finally, the other big sports story in Baltimore, of course, is the future of the Preakness at Pimlico. And yesterday, Maryland Governor Wes Moore announcing major changes to the state.
We are moving the date of the Preakness, and we are going to move it back to be able to ensure that the winner of the Kentucky Derby will then be prepared to compete in the second leg of the Triple Crown, because the Triple Crown will continue, and it will continue to be Preakness. And
so beginning next year, the Preakness Stakes move back a week, 3 weeks and a day after the Derby. The governor also announced an extended media rights deal with NBC Sports through 2032. The exact financial terms of that deal have not been publicly disclosed, but sources report that the new six-year contract will double the current media rights for the Preakness. The time now is 6:37. When we return, who's got the leverage?
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
All right, so I heard you talking about it before, and I think that, you know, my two cents, there are two facts here that are at play that are the most important. Number one is money, and number two is it's really in the hands of the owner and the trainer of the Kentucky Derby winner, because they have to make a decision at this point. Do they want to go to the Preakness and try to win the Triple Crown, or because that's not part of the championship series, or do they want to continue in the championship series? That's really what this is all about at this point.
Okay? Yeah, and the question now is, which has more allure?
Right, exactly.
Is it the Triple Crown, which has been a time-honored reference, and we're talking about 150 years of history here, or is it the $5 million pot for the championship series?
Okay, so that to answer that question, I think, and that is the key question, here are some facts, okay? The owner of a Triple Crown winner doesn't get any extra money for winning the Triple Crown.
Right.
Apparently, they get approximately $4.4 million for winning all the races.
All the races.
If you win the races, you get $4.4 million, but nothing more for the Triple Crown.
That's the three races added together, cumulatively.
Correct. If you go to the championship series at this point, you get money for winning each race that you win. You get points towards the championship. And if you win the championship, you get the majority share of a $5 million pool. So in my opinion, at this point, the money adds up to the championship series if you're a horse race owner, not the Triple Crown.
Well, the other was that a lot of Derby winners skipped the Preakness because of the two-week interval. And what they've done now by moving it a week later is now you plate that two-week interval to the Belmont Stakes.
Correct.
And the Belmont Stakes has points for a potential trainer and owner, while the Preakness has zero.
Now, here's a couple other notes. Bob Baffert, you know, one of the great trainers of all time, Hall of Famer, says that he's happy with this decision at this point because now owners and trainers have options.
Right.
Right? Okay. But the biggest thing was that the owners are saying that, or I'm sorry, the New York Racing Association is saying they're not moving the Belmont.
Right.
So the Belmont apparently right now is going to stay where it is, forcing the owners to determine if they want to go to the Preakness or they want to go to the Belmont, which would be 2 weeks later.
Okay.
So everybody's got their line in the sand right now. We'll see if anybody budges.
Great point. And I did reach out to the Churchill Downs Incorporated yesterday and asked them about all of this. And, you know, had they had any conversations or discussions with the governor or anybody else in Maryland, for that matter, either before, during, or now after. I'm wondering if Wes Moore and the Democrats reached out to, you know, people like Bob Baffert and other great trainers and owners in the and to get some input as to, look, we're thinking about moving it back a week. What are your thoughts? We didn't get any of that yesterday.
I mean, you would think that they would have done.
You would think. But, again, there's a lot of money invested in this. $600 million by my count.
Yeah. I think that overall this is a bad look for thoroughbred racing in general.
I agree.
They've got to figure this out. This makes them look really, really bad.
Thanks, Gary. 641, 19 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a call here from Ellie in Hamden. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Mr. Casing Company. I find your program usually interesting and informative. I wanted to comment on what you talked about, the Pimlico and Park Heights area. I grew up in that area. I lived about a mile from the race course. They used to park on my street near Northern Parkway, and I took piano lessons at the music store. I saw a Beatles movie at that movie theater. We used to go to the library. So I don't know if it ever would be the same, but it'd be nice if it could be revitalized, because I moved to the Washington area for over 20 years, and when I came back, I was surprised the way it looked. I mean, I only went to the Preakness twice in those 20 years, probably, to the race course.
No, remember the Pimlico Old Hilltop, as we call it, and that was in its glory days. It was a wonderful track. And of course, he had the Pimlico restaurant right downtown.
Yeah, the Pimlico Hotel.
Yeah, I remember we used to go there to eat late at night for a bite to eat. You know, afterwards, and it was a great area. It was a great venue. Unfortunately, it evolved into a bad neighborhood, and
it was perfectly safe for me.
It was
10 years old to cross Northern Parkway and walk to the music store for my piano lessons about six blocks away. And I can't do that nowadays. I wouldn't think a child could walk by themselves or even cross Northern Parkway.
Ellie, listen, thanks so much for your input. Thanks for the feedback as well, because I think a lot of people like you remember Pimlico, that whole neighborhood, Park Heights. In fact, the mayor, Brandon Scott, grew up in
I have fond memories of that area. Yeah. It was lovely at the time.
The only thing I think is going to change here is if, and I hate to say this, and Ellie, thanks so much for your call, appreciate it, is that if they gentrify it, and that is something that I don't know if that's the intent from Wes Moore and Brandon Scott. It doesn't seem to be that's in the plans, but we'll have to wait and see, because that's the goal here. You're talking about one horse race a year, which does bring in a lot of money, which does bring in a lot of publicity for Baltimore. But the big enchilada for Wes Moore and for Brandon Scott is to revitalize or re-energize the Park Heights neighborhood. And I don't know how you do that with just one horse race a year, unless you're gentrifying the entire neighborhood. All right, we'll get your thoughts. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Baltimore County with an active fire call right now. I think this is the Fairbrook Road in Woodlawn. It would be on Fairbrook Road. west of Rolling Road when they pulled up. They said they had an active fire call there, some smoke in the dwelling at that location. So a lot of activity, and I think that's the, you know, there could be more than one Fairbrook. That's the one I know over on the west side. So I'll try to verify that to the west of Rolling Road. Baltimore County is still working on direct Delaney Valley Road at Old Bosley Road. If you're coming down from Jarrettsville Pike, you're coming up from Delaney Valley Road and Timonium Road. Want to keep an eye out for Baltimore County in that area. JFX is still good. There may be some brief delays forming now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and the Beltway West Side is filling in now with the normal delay anywhere from Liberty Road down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your day today. It is going to be hot and humid, highs in the low 90s, heat index well over 100 degrees. Got some chance for some showers and thunderstorms once again today as this unstable weather pattern continues in our area. 75 right now, sunshine in Pikesville, and it is 74 in Dundalk as well. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
We can stay up late, swapping Mad List stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Waffles. Are they Belgian waffles, or are they Waffle House waffles? That is a big question. Mm. Today is National Root Beer Float Day.
I'm going to let you do something I've only let 12 other guys do. Buy me a root beer float.
Yeah. You don't like root beer floats?
That Max? Can't stand root beer. Yeah. That was me. Right. I never liked root beer.
Neither do I. Yeah. I don't like it either.
I don't mind it.
See.
I like the birch beer better than the root beer.
I don't like it either. Neither do I.
Okay.
I love you.
Back in the day, they used to call it sarsaparilla.
Didn't that make you?
Yeah.
What are you watching, Gunsmoke?
You saw that on Gunsmoke.
Sarsaparilla. Get the hell out of here, Festus.
Sheriff,
it's high noon for you, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
More ways than one.
No holster again.
That's right.
No pistola.
Arby's is updated at $7.99 meat and 3-box deal.
Meat.
Excuse me?
Yeah, meat and 3-box deal to include buffalo chicken sandwich.
So you can go through a drive-thru and order meat?
You get a choice of either ham and Swiss milk, crispy chicken sandwich, or buffalo chicken sandwich. You get the fries, mozzarella sticks, peach cobbler roll, and a small drink for $7.99.
That's actually really good.
That's pretty good.
But I want to go through a drive-thru and order meat.
Yeah, exactly. Jimmy John's is now drawing inspiration from the classic peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They're launching the new PB&J cookie, $3.49. At your local Jimmy John's. Mm-hmm. Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger is back at Wendy's for a limited time, just ahead of fall 2026. So you got the Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger, the Pretzel Bacon Pub Chicken Sandwich, and the Bacon Pub Fries as well. After all, everybody loves bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Bacon, bacon.
Meat!
Today, Sonic is offering corn dogs for 99 cents. In fact, every Thursday in August. Sonic's corn dog features Chuck's picture on the dog.
So you go out and give the car some gas, you have a little bit at the same time.
Get me a deep-fried wiener. That's what they are.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. And they're good.
There she goes again.
They're mighty tasty.
That's what she said.
Taco Bell's latest nacho fries are its most loaded yet. So they've got all sorts of stuff. Pepper jack sauce, you got the marinated steak, warm nacho cheese sauce, pico de gallo, and a 3-cheese blend of mozzarella, pepper jack, and cheddar as well.
And now no jalapenos. Jalapenos have problems now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, no, what's happening with jalapenos?
Calling some stomach distress, I think, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. You know. In addition to the normal stuff.
Yes, exactly. Duncan
really got problems.
Duncan just solved it. They've got these new beverage buckets. Have you seen these things yet, Duncan? 42-ounce iced beverage buckets are back. And with the first test, they rolled them out in May. They had a little bit of a problem with them. They could not fit in cup holders, obviously.
Well, I mean, a bucket. Yeah, of course not.
So now they're apparently selling some kind of custom-fitted cup holder. So you have this cup holder that fits in a regular cup holder, and that's got a wide lip on top of it where you can put your bucket. I don't worry. How's it going to fit in the car? I mean, that thing is huge. Look at the size of that bucket.
Massive.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Where do they put that?
That was my question.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Because normally a regular cup holder.
It's a family show.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe you have to have some kind of attachment or something into the
a bucket attachment in your car.
Well, they make, I think it's WeatherTech makes that thing for your phone. It fits in the cup holder.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you can put your phone on it. I'm guessing it's something similar to that, but I would think that would cost money. Maybe they'll roll that into the price of the bucket. Who knows? Anyway, again, the old Glory Day spot in Ellicott City is now being converted in Howard County. It is now the El Aguila, a restaurant. It'll serve Tex-Mex. And that, of course, they also have two locations in Silver Spring as well. Howard County will be their third. So El Aguila. Now, Tex-Mex in Howard County. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49, it's 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, a tragic story. 13-year-old and six other teenagers is in a stolen car crash and take the life of a Gaithersburg, Maryland, father of five. It is once again renewing calls that leadership has to wake up and do something about juveniles who have no consequences for their actions. If you're a grill master like I am, you love that backyard setup. Maybe it's getting a little bit old. Maybe your grill's starting to rust out a little bit. Maybe you need a new grill. Maybe you just want to change the whole setup in and of itself. Best place to do that at Town Appliance. Biggest event of the year. It's been extended. They've got grills like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, Lennox, all great grills. I have a Weber. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance is over 70 top brands, and both mayors will help you find the perfect fit for your backyard and or deck. Plus, ask about their flexible financing options as well. So if you are the master of your backyard and you want to upgrade or just update your grilling headquarters, visit townappliance.com for more information.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos, and he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:52, it's 8 minutes now away from the hour of 7 o'clock, and it just seems to me that as we talk about Westmore and Brandon Scott, I really... You know, they love the pageantry and the hoopla involved in Preakness Day. They usually show up, in their funky-looking suits and hats and so on and so forth. But I don't think they give a damn about their horse racing the rest of the year, number one. Number two, I think the people that were at that press conference yesterday probably didn't know which end of the horse crosses the finish line first. Frankly. But I think that this is a, again, I hope this is not the death knell for Maryland horse racing. Because I do think that these trainers and these owners are going to have to take a long, hard look at if you listen to their complaints regarding the time in between the Derby and the Preakness, what they've done now is they put that onus, they've shifted that burden to the Belmont Stakes. And I think New York Racing Association certainly isn't going to like that. And maybe the owners aren't going to like it either. You know, what do? I could run the Derby and run the Preakness, but then I run the risk of losing all that money if I don't run in the Belmont Stakes. And if I don't run in the Belmont Stakes, then I don't have really a shot at the championship series because I need the points out of that. I just think this decision has put these... of course, it's up to them. And Baffert says he's got options. That's great. You have options. I think most are going to opt out of the Preakness. Just my thoughts. Would love to hear yours. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update on the current morning rush hour, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, 895 and 95 south going into the Harbor Tunnels now with a little more than a 5-minute delay. It's moving. It's rolling. but it's not at the posted speed. It's just heavy traffic now from O'Donnell Street, maybe back to Eastern Avenue on 895 and 95. We can see some slowing at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. No reason to detour. Nothing major right now. The one slowdown on the Beltway, and it's filled in pretty quickly now between Liberty Road and Frederick Road on the west side outer loop. Baltimore County about 35 minutes ago with the wreck to Lenny Valley Road at Old Bosley Road, and then the active fire call over on the west side on Fairbrook Road to the west of Rolling Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, low 90s today. Heat index well over 100, pretty much the same pattern for tomorrow as well. And right now, sunshine is abounding here, a nice morning, but it's sticky. It's 76 in Ocean City, 77 in downtown Baltimore. Well, it has happened again. A group of juveniles, seven in all, pile into a stolen car. A 13-year-old was behind the wheel, and now a Virginia man, a father of five, has been identified as William Vance Payne, 58 years of age, died this week after a wreck in Germantown. According to an online fundraiser for the victim's family, Payne leaves behind a wife and five children, was on his way to work when he was hit. He lived in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. Payne's family provided this statement. We are focusing on our family right now as we process this tragic and painful loss of a devoted father, husband, and friend to so many. Please respect our privacy at this time. Seven juveniles piled into a stolen car driven by a 13-year-old, according to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department.
They were between the ages of 12 and 15. They were not, none of them were licensed at the age of 15. No one is of age to be driving a vehicle.
So he could be charged with auto theft. He could be charged with vehicular manslaughter, those types of charges, but all would be in the juvenile court with no ability to have him in adult court because he is 13. But 13 is a low age, so pretty much all the states are going to have that type of threshold.
Yeah, here in Maryland, they'll probably put him on an ankle monitor to give him driving lessons. 13 years of age in critical condition in the hospital, described as stable. The other kids all taken to trauma centers around the area, and we do not know their condition at this time. But this is now renewed calls for tougher juvenile accountability in Maryland. Here's Delegate Kathy Jalega.
This tragic story of the Virginia man on his way to work who was killed in a traffic accident by seven juveniles in a stolen sedan, this should shape every Marylander.
Well, it certainly has, but we've been shaken before, and we continue to be shaken by the rudderless ship called the Maryland Democrat Party, led by Wes Moore, Leave No One Behind. This father leaves five behind. So I want that to sink in, Governor, and for Peña Melnick, and for Electric Bill Ferguson, and for Will Smith, and Luke Clippinger and the rest of the Democrats in the General Insane Asylum that have not lifted a finger to hold any of these juveniles accountable. Instead, they've aided and abetted their lawlessness, and I think they do have blood on their hands. And according to Jalega, again, you look at this, and she's calling out the leaders as well.
I would like to see Governor Wes Moore, Mayor Brandon Scott, Speaker Peña Melnick, and Senate President Bill Ferguson start a public information campaign telling juveniles that their crime will not be tolerated in the state of Maryland. I would like to see them apologize to this father of five and change direction.
Yeah, well, good luck. And I think that's wishful thinking. I don't think they care. If they cared, they would have done something about it long, long time ago. And again, one wonders what it will take to shift the direction of the winds, which way they will blow when it comes to holding juveniles accountable and when they will take it seriously.
Juvenile crime, juvenile auto theft is a serious problem, and Maryland politicians need to start taking it seriously.
Well, yeah, I would hope so, but I've not seen any indication of that whatsoever. I think it's you have to have almost no conscience to pass laws like they've done in the state of Maryland, whether it be the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Child Interrogation Protection Act, the Youth Charging Reform Act, all of which have made prosecuting these juvenile thugs more difficult. And Jalega says that this is the problem.
We've seen it time and time again, but part of the problem, or a big part of the problem, is coming out of Annapolis, where lawmakers continue to reduce accountability measures for juveniles. It's sending the wrong message. Juveniles are not afraid to steal a car because there aren't any consequences. And when politicians in Annapolis, Governor Westmore, and Democrat leaders in Annapolis make juvenile crime legal, you get more juvenile crime.
Indeed, and the big part of the problem is the parents, or lack thereof, and then the politicians are second. And again, you have to have some accountability. I don't see any accountability whatsoever. Not only are they not afraid of stealing a car, they're not afraid of a local law enforcement either. And that shows. All right, stick with us. GOP groups fight back against the redistricting referendum.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A Senate committee may vote today on whether to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress, referring him to the Justice Department for potential prosecution over his refusal to answer questions at a recent hearing on his handling of the COVID pandemic. Florida Republican Rick Scott, member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
I think that will happen. I think every Republican on the committee will vote for it. So that's going to happen.
Senator Scott, speaking with the Salem Radio Network, as part of their investigation, Senate investigators have obtained pertinent data from a Fauci cell phone. Next up, Wisconsin, the latest state where the battle over the direction of the Democratic Party will play out. The state's gubernatorial primaries Tuesday, pitting a far-left Democratic Socialist candidate against a challenger endorsed by Governor Tony Evers. The U.S. and Iran in agreement. Both parties say a deal is near on a crucial Middle East waterway.
Iran and Oman have moved closer to an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. The strait's closure has driven up global fuel prices. But speaking Wednesday in Las Vegas, President Trump said the price of oil has stabilized somewhat recently and predicted it will drop whenever the Iran war is over.
We may have to send it up again. We may have to. You know what happens when we send it up, but we hope we don't have to. But when that oil and gasoline go down, everything else follows.
Regional officials tell the AP that Iranian and Omani negotiators have finalized a deal pending approval from Iran's supreme leader. I'm Mike Hempen.
Israel's military says two of its soldiers have died fighting in southern Lebanon, the first Israeli death since the implementation of a fragile truce between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah in June. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 151 points, NASDAQ futures down 134. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 703. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays at the Harbor Tunnels, but nothing major. 95 top of the hill around the Keith Avenue ramp, and then 895 and brake lights at O'Donnell Street. So 5 minutes or less on the southbound side, we can handle that. The Parkville side still filling in, not too bad at Green Spring, but the west side is busy on the Beltway, anywhere between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40 West. JFX is good. The interstates coming inbound to the Beltway are clear. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good for the traffic coming up between I-97 and the ramp. Looking at you live here with the lanes clear on 695 at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and very humid today. Temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the uncomfortable 100s. Plus a chance for some late day showers and thunderstorms. Some showers will linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees in Falston and 72 in Owings Mills at 704. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that ICE is once again taking aim at Maryland's immigration policies. Federal authorities announced the arrest of two undocumented immigrants who they say were released from the Prince George's County Detention Center despite ICE detainers. According to ICE, 28-year-old Jefferson Canamo Jordan, a Venezuelan national, and 23-year-old Felipe Fernando Raimondo, a Guatemalan national, both have prior records. They say over the last year and a half, Raimondo has faced charges for arson, malicious destruction of property, trespassing, and motor vehicle theft. The agency also says Canamo Jordan was recently charged with assault and is a suspected member of Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan gang that has expanded into an international criminal organization. And Baltimore City leaders voted to more than double the fee Baltimore Gas and Electric pays to use the city's underground conduit system, a move the utility warned could raise customer bills. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 108, the pick 4, 6429. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Question this morning, what's up with the birds and hitting in the pinch?
For a guy who didn't hit a ton of extra base hits. Maybe he will here. Deep right field. That ball is a goner from Tavares.
Oh, now.
A two-run home run. More pinch hit magic at Oriole Park.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben had the call on Masson to Leody Tavares. Home run in the eighth last night, the third of the game for the Birds. It was Baltimore's fifth pinch hit home run in a month as Baltimore takes care of the Angels 5-2 at Camden Yards, moving just a half game back in the wild card race. Now, after the game, manager Albanez and the O's pinch hitting success.
Pinch hitting is really hard, and our guys have really stepped up and really own that side of the game and being ready, being getting the cage, being prepped for that at bat.
Yeah, Trevor Rogers got the win last night for Baltimore. Six innings of two-run ball, striking out nine, not walking a batter for the third straight game.
Part of my game's commanding the strike zone, not getting up free passes. I mean, I hate walks more than anything. So I'm really pleased with how I'm throwing the ball right now and commanding the strike zone.
Daytime baseball for you today at 12:35 p.m. It'll be the third of three against the Angels. Brandon Young will be on the hill for Baltimore. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, wide receiver Zay Flowers getting kudos all the way around on his well-deserved Mega Millions contract. Offensive coordinator Declan Doyle on what makes Flowers so dangerous.
Yeah, Zay can do a lot of different things. I think that's the best part about him is you can kind of move him all over the place. He can play inside. He can play outside. He's a willing blocker, which he's proved and put on tape. He embodies a lot of the things that we're looking for in a lot of different ways. You know, when we talk about building the receiver room, we're trying to build a basketball team. It just so happens that he can play multiple positions on that basketball team.
Make no mistake about it, this Declan Doyle is a head coach in the making. Coming up in 30 minutes, Media Day in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love to hear from you first hour. A lot of folks weighing in on the status of the Preakness and much more. And it doesn't appear that Maryland Democrats anytime soon are going to hold juvenile thugs accountable, especially after a 13-year-old drove his car head-on into a Virginia man and killed him, father of five. Just absolutely tragic and predictable here in the state of Maryland, which is everyone is being left behind. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be taking a look at several different stories. Of course, Baltimore public school systems took 17 days to notify and alert, again, the public of an arrest of an employee. And we'll take a look at the ramifications of that. The city of Baltimore and BGE are fighting it out, duking it out of a conduit fee hike. And how much are the ratepayers going to be on the hook once the dust settles? But a top story here, once again, is the constitutional amendment, the redistricting referendum. Now, court challenges will be filed shortly, and there's already another group that has said they challenge or they plan on challenging as well. We'll talk about them in just a second. But first and foremost is what could possibly be challenged? Again, the Maryland General Assembly, the General Insane Asylum, can either call a special session itself or the governor can call it. And many of the Republicans we heard from yesterday were talking about the Senate Bill 29, about the law they passed specifically regarding constitutional amendments. It had to be done by July 1st. It had to have 90 days before the public, had to have public testimony and much more. And much of that was completely ignored. They violated their own laws. Now, I think there's very weak case there. There's a case, but I don't think it's going to hold up in court here in Maryland on that because they give the legislature a lot of wiggle room on being able to supersede laws they previously had passed. Then there's the argument of extraordinary occasions. And if you look at the Maryland State Constitution, Article 2, Section 16, I'm holding it in my hand this morning, the governor shall convene the legislature or the Senate alone on extraordinary occasions, and whenever from the presence of an enemy or from any other cause, the seat of government shall become an unsafe place for the meeting of legislature, he may direct their sessions to be held at some other convenient place. Well, that's the only thing in the state constitution on that. And in his executive order, Wes Moore says, I, Wes Moore, governor of the state of Maryland, by virtue of the authority vested in me by Article 2, Section 16, which I just read to you, and the laws of Maryland, hereby proclaim and convene a special and extraordinary session of the General Assembly of Maryland to commence on August 3rd, 2026, in Annapolis, for the purpose of passing legislation to amend the state constitution to clarify and reaffirm the provisions which govern the requirements of our state legislative districts do not apply to Maryland congressional districts. Some are arguing that is not an extraordinary occasion. In fact, he did not use that language in his executive order. He said extraordinary session Again, semantics, possibly. I don't know how a judge would rule on that. But I think the biggest one might be the ballot language issue, which is very confusing in and of itself. And Jocelyn Pena Melnick, the speaker, said this was all intended to clear up any ambiguity and confusion.
My ask is that I hope that when Marylanders vote on this constitutional amendment in November, they would agree that we cannot afford ambiguity and we cannot afford confusion.
You're going to have a question that when people vote, they tend to vote yes on ballot questions. So we've got to be able to educate them and to vote no.
Yeah, and it's well over 98, almost 99% of constitutional amendments get voted yes. And that ballot language, again, vote for against vote for the constitutional amendment, vote against the constitutional amendment. And we're urging folks to vote against the constitutional amendment. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're back in the Annapolis area. Looking good right here. I-97 southbound and Route 32. All the lanes are open. Very good pace right now from there and all the way down through the interchange at 50 and I-97 Bay Bridge. Beautiful this morning. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. No delays. And then we're clear through the area around Sandy Point over to Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge and over towards Roe Boulevard. No issues right through there. Both the tunnels a little bit busy southbound, but again, no major problems at that point. JFX are still good southbound. Baltimore County, about an hour ago, had that wreck. I'm not sure if they're still there or not, but it was a bad spot on Delaney Valley Road at Old Bosley Road. So just a heads up, south of the bridge at Lock Raven, and if you're coming northbound from Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, low 90s, heat index well over 100 today. Showers and thunderstorms expected throughout the day and also tonight. Sunny right now, 74 in Reisterstown, and it is 77 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, the president traveled to Las Vegas, Nevada, which is considered a big swing state. Not as big as the others, but certainly it went to Trump last time out. A lot had to do with his economic message, and he went to reinforce that yesterday. For instance, no tax on tips. More than 440,000 Nevada tipped workers saved an average of $10,000 in this tax filing season from Nevada alone. No tax on overtime. 150,000 Nevada workers saved an average of $3,000. The no tax on Social Security credit. 500,000 Nevada seniors paid zero federal taxes on their benefits. And with bigger refunds, Nevada's average tax refund rose 15% to almost $4,200, among the highest in the nation. And that's the economic message the president needs to drive home in all of these states. He started with Nevada. President Trump on Wednesday described Abdul al-Sayed's victory in Michigan as great news for the Republican Party. He also told those in Nevada that he didn't think al-Sayed was being honest and forthright in telling the truth.
Again, filth, crime, death, destruction, embarrassment. You lose your home, you lose your apartment. And that's where the communists will take us 100%. When I watch Abdul, he's full of
full of sugar, honey, iced tea is what the president said. 16 Trump-endorsed MAGA candidates did win their primaries yesterday. The lone one was that did not was in Michigan, where a soldier by the name of Hamir Hassan lost to a person that had dropped out of the race and maybe had to do, I don't know if it had to do with his name or not, but that was the one loss of the day yesterday. Also, Kamala Harris, remember, tried to take credit for no tax on tips. President Trump roasted her for that yesterday in Las Vegas.
And tips didn't hurt, did it? Remember I said, and by the way, I said it and I got it done. You know, a lot of people say it, they don't get it done. But I remember I said it, then about a month and a half, 2 months later, she came out and she said, that's Kamala, because by this time Biden was gone. He went bye-bye.
And Kamala came out. She said, no tax on tips. What does that mean? She didn't know what it meant. And people cast her aside. They didn't believe it. She was a little late. She was a little bit late. But right now, it's one of the best things. I mean, it's one of the greatest things. People are making.
Yeah, and again, a very strong economic message, and you need to get out there and spread that because, obviously, with gas prices, grocery prices still stubbornly high, inflation seems to be somewhat in check. But again, you're less than about 90 days away now from the midterms, and you really need to drive that message home. The president reacting to the latest foiled assassination plot after an armed suspect was arrested at Trump National Golf Club in California. Quote, "The only thing I get a little solace from is they say only consequential presidents. And I am definitely consequential," end of quote. The FBI, shocker, should have been investigating James Comey, the former FBI director. Instead, they carried out treason, proof of just how deeply and irretrievably broken the agency had become in the deep state. Comey, again, after he was fired by President Trump, the FBI then launched their Russia attacks on President Trump. And they opened up a subcomponent investigation of Crossfire Hurricane, treating Trump as a criminal subject based on already debunked information linking him to Russia, according to one Trump administration official. The sub-investigation known as the Oxford Comma was predicated on the idea that Trump, the newly elected president, was acting as a Russian asset when he fired James Comey back in May of 2017. The case was marked as a sensitive investigative matter, which was generally to keep it off the books from other agents to be able to see. The reason why it was taking so long to find it is they intentionally misspelled Oxford. Instead of O-X-F-O-R-D, they spelled it O-X-F-E-R-D so that they could avoid any FOIA requests, because it would come back no results under Oxford with the O instead of the E. They are sneaky, and they need to be held accountable for the Oxford comma incident. The FAA is investigating an air traffic safety incident involving Marine One while Trump was on board. They say he had no time. Was he in any jeopardy or in any danger? The president's Marine One helicopter took off from the White House Tuesday afternoon, but air traffic controllers had not halted commercial flights at nearby Reagan under required safety protocols. And according to the Wall Street, again, the president not in any danger, but that is unsettling to say the least. John Thune and Tom Cotton are blocking the Justice Department from obtaining Brennan transcripts before U.S. Senate committees, impeding the investigation into the former CIA chief. What are Thune and Cotton? Thune, of course, as we know, is a flunky, and Cotton is on the Senate Select Permanent Committee on Intelligence. What are they trying to hide? And just in, Senator Ron Johnson says he's obtained Fauci's COVID-era iPhone from HHS ahead of the contempt vote, which is going to be held in Rand Paul's committee later on this morning. We'll hear about that coming up a little bit later from Rand Paul himself. And that's the way it went, 564 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21, and I want to tell you right now, if you are a builder or a designer, a contractor, maybe you are a multifamily property owner, and if you need appliances, the best place to go is at Town Appliance. They are going to be the right partner for you to hook up with. It makes all the difference. While you need to look into Town Appliance, their trade program is built for professionals like you. They handle delivery nationwide. You get exactly what you order on time, plus you get a dedicated rep. Exclusive benefits and pricing tailored to your specific project. With over 70 different brands to choose from, with everything from everyday appliances to high-end luxury kitchens, give Town Appliance a call, text them, or go online, townappliance.com, to get started today. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-7000. 6000.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
723, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Inner loop, north of Wilkins Avenue, something happening here. There was a report of debris on the roadway, and then it went from that to a car now pulling off to the right shoulder, but some other vehicles are still in the center lane. So maybe they hit that debris. I'm not sure what it was, but it was looking for that and then spotted this wreck on the inner loop as you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue. So one on the shoulder, and it looks like some other vehicles might still be out. Yeah, this guy's walking out in the roadway to go back to the accident scene. So heads up there if you're coming up from 95 Wilkins Avenue. You're working your way up almost to Frederick Road. And now the outer loop, I'm sure, will see it. And there may be some slowing there right after the bridge at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be hot and humid today. Low 90s, heat index over 100. Chance of showers and thunderstorms are pretty good. Right now, sunny, 77 in Pasadena. It is 76 in Parkville. Let's take a phone call here from John in Baldwin. Good morning, John. John, you there? John could not hang or fell out of the sulk. Give us a call back, John, if you like. We would love to talk to you about the Preakness. We're talking about the court challenges after the Democrats rammed the redistricting amendment down the throats of Republicans. And, by the way, there's an interesting article in the Baltimore Sun today. They did an analysis. Most of the opposition to the constitutional amendment on redistricting is coming from blue areas. Over 65% of these areas, largely dominated by Democrats in counties, are opposed to this. And, again, the politically active do come out and testify, I understand, at these hearings. But it'll be interesting to see if there's any polling conducted on this in the near future. All right, Chuck, got an update for us?
Yep. The vehicles that were left over from what appeared to be, I guess this person was broken down in the inner loop just above Wilkins, putting the hood up now. Somebody stopped to help them out, left their vehicle in the middle of the roadway. All of that now has cleared. So the lanes are open on the main line, broken down vehicle on the right shoulder, inner loop, as you're coming up towards Frederick Road. Thanks, Sean.
All right, thank you for the update. Appreciate that. Senator Steve Hershey is questioning the timing of this special session in order to get this constitutional amendment passed.
We literally waited until the last possible day to pass this constitutional amendment so it could be on the ballot. You know, that's not well thought out.
Well, I think it was thought out. I think it was done intentionally, running it right up to the last possible day so they could, just ram this thing down our throats and they get it in time for the ballots have to be printed by September the 3rd. Meanwhile, Electric Bill Ferguson says, hey, don't look at us. I'm washing my hands. We did everything the right way.
To me, we just passed a new law specifically about constitutional amendments that had a deadline that we violated. They even admitted, well, we didn't get it in time.
You know, just the Senate president says you want to have the people decide. You know, yeah, well, you know what? Maybe the courts really need to decide if the process was done correctly in getting this through.
That was Senator Justin Reedy and Steve Hershey talking about that law I mentioned, that Senate Bill 29, in which they've already passed that law in the last session and then violated it just several months later, which is typical for Democrats. They make up the rules as they go along. They don't have to follow. Again, they say no one's above the law except for the Democrat Party. They can do whatever they want. They cheat on elections. They rob people of their nominations, be it Hillary Clinton, be it Bolshevik Bernie, be it some of these other people, Graham Platt. Hefner. This is how they roll. Joe Biden, the president, they'll go all the way to the top if they have to. They just make it up as they go. Now, Elector Bill Ferguson is defending what the Democrats have done in the special session.
I mean, I think we did everything we could to prepare to make sure that we followed every, dotted every I, crossed every T. Anytime it's in the courts, things are uncertain, and so I would never guarantee anything, but I think that we took every measure and made the appropriate accommodations to follow the law to make sure that this was on the ballot appropriately.
Yeah, and of course, that is the big challenge is with the Maryland GOP. That'll be filed in state court by an outside group. One of those groups could be the Protect Voters of Maryland group that is started by a couple of talk show hosts, Ripsey Morgan, Tory Snow, to name a few. A couple of Republicans and Democrats are part of this group. And Ripsey says that they intend to challenge this law in the courts.
We literally waited until the last possible day to pass this constitutional amendment so it could be on the ballot. You know, that's not well thought out.
All right, that was my bad. I loaded the wrong clip. But here's your Ripsey on this Protect Voters Maryland group.
We've started this organization called Protect Maryland Votes. People need to know what they're voting on. And the point of this is to protect the voice of all Marylanders, no matter what the legislature wants.
Yeah, and no matter what their party affiliation, I mean, you look at there are a lot of unaffiliateds. I've read some quotes from independents, unaffiliateds, whatever you want to call that voting group. Used to be independents, and then Maryland changed that now to unaffiliated with parties here in the state of Maryland. But they're upset that there aren't open primaries. There are a lot of things that they might lean Democrat. But it is interesting in this Baltimore Sun article about how these groups in all these other counties, we're talking about major areas of Baltimore that have weighed in on this. And we're talking about, again, 65% came from counties where registered Democrats outnumber Republicans. Montgomery, PG, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Howard, Frederick counties all get Democrats led the charge in opposition to this redistricting referendum. And the remaining witnesses came from Republican-leaning jurisdictions, Hartford, Carroll, Cecil, and several Eastern Shore counties as well. So it's not over until the fat lady sings, and she has not sung as of yet, according to, we'll have to wait and see. But it's going to take a lot of education and a lot of money, I think, to defeat this constitutional amendment, and we'll see who's going to be able. I'm wondering if Republicans will spend any money here in the state of Maryland on this, because it's only one seat, but it's still an important seat. It's that of Andy Harris, and it would disenfranchise all the voters on the Eastern Shore, that is for sure. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and with the update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that on an MTA bus, loud music blares from the back, a passenger rolls marijuana into a cigarette in plain view. Another drinks alcohol during the ride, and one rider curses loudly at their young daughter. Another smokes crack, and a woman intentionally urinates on the floor. A bus driver employed by the MTA shares the scenes that have become an unfortunate part of his workday. He believes many of these problems begin before the bus leaves the stop. He claims passengers routinely board Baltimore buses without paying fares and said drivers are instructed to announce the fare, but not stop riders who refuse to pay. And a fatal crash involving a stolen vehicle driven by juveniles is renewing concerns about youth crime and dangerous driving across Maryland. Montgomery County Police said seven children between the ages of 12 and 15 were riding in a stolen sedan Tuesday when it crashed in Germantown, killing another driver. Police identified the victim as 58-year-old Vance Payne, who was on his way to work when the crash happened. And there's a shakeup coming to the Triple Crown timeline as Governor Moore announced the change, but skepticism remains for some in Annapolis. The announcement comes as Maryland is investing hundreds of millions of dollars in the horse racing industry, raising questions about whether taxpayers will ultimately benefit from the state's growing financial commitment to a sport facing an uncertain future. Beginning next year, the Preakness will move from its traditional spot on the third Saturday in May to the fourth Sunday, giving horses additional time to recover after the Kentucky Derby. And detectives are investigating after a man was shot and critically injured in East Baltimore's Oliver neighborhood Wednesday night, according to police. On August 5th, shortly before 8 p.m., officers responded to the 1500 block of East Lafayette Avenue for a reported shooting. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the inner loop a little better now at Wilkins Avenue. It was backed up there. The first part there looked like there had been a wreck. It was a broken down vehicle. It was in the middle of the roadway before Frederick Road. Now off to the right side. Still there. Not a big factor right now, and the backup is easing coming up from the ramps at Wilkins Avenue. Other than that, a little slowing coming down the west side on the Beltway at Liberty Road. There's a new wreck in the city at Northern Parkway at Roland Avenue, and right now for a little bit more than a 5-minute delay southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. And now it looks like the construction is setting up for the morning in Harford County. They block a lane during the rush hour northbound I-95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and very humid today. Temperatures in the low 90s, feel-like temperatures in the uncomfortable 100s. Plus a chance for some late-day showers and thunderstorms. Some showers will linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, with the O's now just a half game back in the wild card race, dare we say the word?
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
All right, we're getting ahead of ourselves, no doubt. But after last night's win over the Angels, Trevor Rogers was indeed asked about that word.
I'm ready for it. You know, I worked, you know, really hard to get to this point. And, you know, the fact that I can, you know, contribute and help my team win. And, you know, we're right there in the playoff push these last 2 months. So.
Rogers pitching six solid innings last night, two runs allowed, lowering his ERA to 4.20 and benefiting from three long balls in a 5-2 win over the Angels. Daytime baseball for you this afternoon in the heat. Brandon Young and that 8-2 record take the hill at 12:35 at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, checking in on Tyler Loop. The Ravens not really bringing in competition to challenge the second-year kicker. Except for the final miss last year, Loop had a solid season from inside of 50 yards, but on the other side of midfield, he was just 1-for-4. Special teams coach Anthony Levine asked about the team's confidence in Loop from distance.
We're comfortable with him kicking wherever we need him to kick the ball. If he, when Coach Jesse says, field goal team, go out there and we got to go kick and make 3 points, we're comfortable putting him anywhere. We have the confidence in Tyler Loop to go out and make any kick from anywhere on the field.
Elsewhere, Stephon Diggs apparently is coming home. The Gaithersburg native, who starred for Our Lady of Good Counsel in Olney and the Terps, joining the Commanders for a 12th year in the NFL after tasting the Super Bowl last year with the Patriots. Meanwhile, Maryland football held its media day yesterday. Head coach Mike Locksley at the lectern.
As we head into practice number one later today, the message has been simple. I think you guys have heard the message. Not here to do a lot of talking. The message for us is our work needs to be louder than our words.
All right, we've heard that for a couple of years, and that's because in each of the last two seasons, the Terps have started 3-0 in non-conference play and finished 1-8. In conference play. And finally, the big Preakness news from yesterday, of course, Governor Moore firing back at Churchill Downs.
We are moving the date of the Preakness, and we are going to move it back to be able to ensure that the winner of the Kentucky Derby will then be prepared to compete in the second leg of the Triple Crown, because the Triple Crown will continue, and it will continue to be Preakness. And by moving the date, you're then providing additional time and space for our horses and the people who compete in the Derby to be able to then now compete to be able to be part of that Triple Crown.
A lot of words there from the governor. The horse racing saga obviously will continue. The time now is 7:37 when we return assessing Mike Elias' tenure in Baltimore.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
So before we get to Mike Elias, Sean, let me just ask you this. As difficult as this season has been for the Orioles and their fans...
By the way, Kangaroo Court has ruled that you are in violation of the agreement. No mention of wild card or playoffs until they reach 500.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
We just talked about it just a couple of weeks ago.
I know, but you got to inform me before I get on the air. You got to send me an email or something.
Oh, okay. You want written notice.
Yeah, I want written notice. Exactly.
All right, exactly.
What's the fine, by the way?
We haven't determined that yet.
Okay.
All right.
On that note,
might be a big chicken from Shaq's.
There you go.
In Gambrels.
In Gambrels, absolutely. Yeah. Let's go. So, you know, if 83 wins could make the playoffs this year, okay? If the Orioles get to 83 wins where they are right now, they have to go 27-21 the rest of the way. That's not crazy, right?
Yeah.
27. If they make the playoffs, how do you feel about it?
I think early exit.
Oh, so you wouldn't be happy just making the playoffs?
No, if they made the playoffs, that's great. But, I mean, the expectations are to do more than just make the playoffs.
That is, but when you're sagging like they have this year.
And this happens every time you do this. They beat a team. They beat up a team they should absolutely demolish.
Ah.
And then when they come against the competition that they're going to have to beat in the playoffs anyway, they just fail miserably.
Okay, so that's a good point. And what happens is after today's game against the Angels, they go to Texas for 3 games, Minnesota for 3 more games, and then they go on to Tampa Bay.
Right.
So the next 9 games against 2 playoff contenders and a first-place team. So you're absolutely right about that. And we shall see about how they do.
All right.
Real quick, Mike Elias. What do all these players have in common? Okay. Tomo Sugano, Charlie Morton, Tyler O'Neill, and Kyle Gibson.
They were all Elias trades?
All Elias free agent acquisitions,
right.
That basically a bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
And cost the team almost $100 million.
Yeah.
Okay, now, to be fair, okay, here are some good ones. Some trades and some free agent acquisitions. Alonso, of course. Corbin Burns until he got hurt. Yennier Cano, who's been up and down, but mostly up. And then, of course, Trevor Rogers. They got in the Marlins deal. So I think on balance, if you look at his tenure, it's been a failure. But there have been some bright moments. The final point, when he came on in 2019 for his first season, 25 teams have made the playoffs in those years and have gotten playoff victories. The only teams that have not gotten a playoff victory are 5 teams in the major leagues, and one of them is the Orioles.
Wow.
Over the last 8 years.
That's pretty telling.
So, that's the situation.
Didn't know that. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Adding insult to injury. By the way, we've got John and Baldwin is back. He wanted to call back. Hello, John.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
Look, fine, sir.
You know, I hate to say I told you so, but about a year ago, you may or may not recall, I called and said, let's think about who Wes Moore is. Let's think about who Brandon Scott is. Let's think about their leanings. Now, paint me a picture where they put $500 million on the table to build a Pimlico Palace for a bunch of rich white people to come in here and run their racehorses. I just didn't see it. And I said at that point, I suspect they're going to find a way to mess this up, and that what will be on the site of the former Pimlico racecourse will be affordable housing. And I'm on track. Here's why this thing, you know, the thing about running the Derby winner back in the Preakness 2 weeks later, that was going from 1.25 miles to 1.3 3/16.
Right.
Now you're expecting a horse to go 1.3 3/16 and turn around in 2 weeks and run 1.5 miles. I'm going to tell you, I have over half a century in the thoroughbred racing business in this area. And just to know the way that horses, the thoroughbred athlete is today, That is a physical impossibility.
That's a great point, forgetting about the distance of the Belmont, which is the longest and most grueling race in the Triple Crown series, and it's obviously last for a reason. So now putting it 2 weeks out of the Belmont Stakes, how many race horse trainers and owners do you think are going to opt out of the Preakness, in A, in order to make sure their horse is healthy, and B, to get points in the Belmont when they don't get any points for the Preakness?
Yeah, when you moved it back, given the context of the six-race series, you knew you were killing the Preakness.
Yeah.
He knew, they knew they were killing this race.
Well, they're killing the Triple Crown component. There is going to be a Preakness, at least for the near future. There is going to be a track, and there will be a race, but that's about it. It's not going to be part of the Triple Crown, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I'm still holding on to my prediction about what is built at the site of the former Pimlico race.
Do you think the track is actually going to be built or no?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No. I think those funds will be rediverted to upgrade the Park Heights neighborhood and to build.
Let me ask one more question here before we go. Do you think that it'll be the Preakness will be run at Pimlico this May, or is it going to be at Laurel again?
No, I don't. They may run something that they call the Preakness, but if it's left out, if none of the Triple Crown horses are running, what is it? It's just a Grade One race that exists in a vacuum. It'll be called the Preakness, but the Triple Crown series, as we know it and have known it for over a century and a half, is now done.
And it's very sad indeed. John, thanks so much for your input. Appreciate that and your feedback. 743. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now. And you can do that at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. 895 off and on has been a little bit slow. Now it's slow again back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Just the normal heavy traffic from there. Don't see anything going into the tunnel. Just checking. And everybody is going in at that point on 895. But it's heavy, which could indicate sometimes that there may be an issue south of O'Donnell Street because it's very heavy there. It's much more stop and go at this point. Doesn't take much to hold it up, even just a broken down vehicle or some activity on the right shoulder. So we'll keep an eye on that. But south of the bridge where 95 goes over 895, it is much better. So there may be an incident here south of O'Donnell Street on the southbound side. And 95 next door, we can see some slowing going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. New issue, haven't gotten the official word yet, but the data is showing a backup on Route 32 westbound after the intersection at 170. So that traffic there, heads up, probably a wreck in that area. We haven't gotten confirmation yet. Baltimore County says there's a tree down on Bonita Avenue at Thoroughbred Lane. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. It's getting hot again, so have it all checked out. See Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, low 90s, heat index over 100 today. Chance of showers and storms continue today, tonight, and tomorrow. Sunny, 78 downtown Baltimore, 78 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Rodney in White Marsh is our contestant. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Second.
Second. Okay, Rodney wants to go second. Good luck
to
you.
For that respect, I'll tell you.
Exactly. Here you go. Story number one. President Trump announcing a series of price cuts coordinated between his administration and various supermarket chains. The latest is Giant Eagle. The president writing on Truth Social. Wonderful news. I've just been informed that Giant Eagle, a great American grocery company, will be lowering prices by a lot across more than 300 products this summer through Labor Day to help hardworking American families. Giant Eagle has announced these discounts will be referred to and labeled as Trump cuts. Story number two, a photo booth in New York City has now matched 3,500 people with their mystery soulmates. It's the latest in the Generation Z dating apps. All this time, it's dubbed the Misconnections booth. It's a collaboration between Matchbox, a dating startup, Meet Cutes NYC, a popular social media account, and FacePlace, a photo booth vendor. And story three, a 77-year-old Florida woman has been arrested after authorities rescued 80 cats from her home. Authorities suspect the mail carrier collected feral cats along her route. The news has people in the neighborhood of missing cats wondering if the mail carrier actually took her pets. Stay tuned. Story one, Giant Eagle announces Trump cuts discounted prices on groceries through Labor Day. Story two, the Miss Connections booth, new dating phone booth. Or story three, nearly 100 animals removed from the home of a mail carrier suspected of kidnapping, or should I say, catnapping. Maggie, on that, you get to go first.
Well, I already have my pick, so ha.
Okay.
I have to say number one.
All right. Maggie goes story number one. Rodney?
I also have to say numero one.
Rodney goes number
go
one.
Rodney.
Kristen?
Yeah, I know he's worked with some stores like Walmart, but I don't know if all of that was true. So I think I also say number one.
All right. Kristen says number one. And Chuck?
Yeah, just put me there.
Put you on number one?
Yes, please.
All right. Our pleasure, sir.
You sounded very defeatist.
Thank you, Mr. Casey, for letting me play the game once again.
It is our honor that you play this game.
I know it is.
On a regular basis. I know it is.
Stop that.
You stop.
Yeah. You stop it.
Tell me. You ain't my mama.
Story number one. Yes, many discounters, Giant Eagle, Walmart, and others are discounting their groceries, but they're not calling them Trump cuts. That is the fake part. Oh, sorry. Ronnie, congratulations. You are a winner.
Thank
along
you.
With the entire panel. Put you in hold tight to get your prize as well. This just crossing my desk here, this bulletin just in, that Amazon... they are in the process now of abandoning their plans to build a hyperscale data center campus near the Calvert Cliffs nuclear power plant due to fierce community pushback and political resistance from local voters. The primary catalyst for the cancellation was intense resistance from Calvert County residents. The opposition culminated in a strong voter backlash against the data center, which have now been dubbed evil. Because they allegedly rob, they don't create that much jobs, they rob resources, energy and water. My understanding, Amazon was going to provide both their own energy and their water at this data center. I don't know how many jobs would be lost, but you can see this. Now, in Virginia, it'd be a different story. Virginia would probably find a way to make this work and make everybody happy, but not here in Maryland, where it has become just a hostile environment for anything to do with data centers and whatsoever. So, again, that just in another loss of a big company. In this particular case, Amazon's data center at Calvert Cliffs. So stay tuned for that. Coming up next, again, how much are ratepayers going to pay in this war between BGE and Baltimore City over the conduit fee hike? We'll explain in just a moment. But if you are in the process of maybe thinking about remodeling your kitchen, your entire kitchen, including all the cabinetry and the countertops and so on and so forth, let me recommend the best place to go, Elegant Kitchen and Design. Their showroom's in on Joppa Road in Baltimore County, and their website is elegantkd.com. And I urge you to go see Mike and his fabulous team of designers and craftsmen. All their cabinetry is laid out and displayed in their showroom. You can see all the different kinds of layouts and different color options that you have. You can pick right there. And I think what you like most about them, besides their craftsmanship and the fact that they've got every kind of granite quartzite countertop you can imagine, is that they are affordable. They're going to save you a ton of money by going right to Elegant Kitchen and Design. So make sure you tell Mike and his team that I sent you in. That's Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County. Their website, elegantkd.com.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Jeffrey Amison. He is running in District 46 in Baltimore City, and we'll find out what he what his plans are, what his agenda and platform is for this coming fall election. A little bit later on, Mackenzie Frost joins us at 8:37. Mackenzie has been all over the special session, and so we'll talk with her about the latest, with court challenges, the ballot language, all of that coming up on her in-depth report tonight at Fox 45 at 5:30. So Mackenzie joins us in the next hour as well. You can still join us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680 at wcbm.com. You can text into the show, as many have already done here this morning. Let's see. Patrice says, Sean, when do the new racing guidelines begin? They begin immediately. The championship, Thoroughbred Championship Series is scheduled for May 1st on Kentucky Derby Day. Steve says, how is Churchill Downs, how is it that Churchill Downs about the Preakness for $85 million, bought the Preakness for $85 million and it's going to cost us $500 million to get it back? Is this what happens when you spend other people's money? Well, in that $600 million figure really is the $400 million it is going to take to rebuild and renovate the Preakness. There was about another $120 million on the upgrading Laurel and spending money there. In order to get it ready for the Preakness for this past year. And then the $85 million on the intellectual property right. So that's what we're all factoring in that number. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts.
Yeah, in fact, this report, we're just getting a new information here. There was an accident reported now westbound Route 32, now reported right there at Route 175. Pretty good size backup now, according to the data in that area. City police with the accident, Northern Parkway at Roland Avenue, and that construction area is there on northbound 95. You know, they work during the day. They work during rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid, low 90s today. Heat index going to feel like 100 with showers and thunderstorms still a distinct possibility. Sunshine 76 in Owings Mills, 79 in Annapolis. Well, Baltimore City leaders, use that term loosely, voted to more than double the fee that BGE and that they're paying to use the city's underground conduit system. BGE has warned that this is going to raise the cost of your bills. At City Hall yesterday, Board of Estimates meeting, the city's spending panel approved a proposed conduit fee increase from $2.20 to $4.05 per linear foot, almost double. The new fee will replace an agreement made in 2023 between the city and BGE. Under that agreement, the city moved away from the traditional franchise fee and instead require BGE to make capital improvements, which they did to the cost to the tune of $120 million. The city notified BGE in June it is not renewing that agreement. After the Board of Estimates meeting, Mayor B.S. said the city now needs to raise the fee because conditions have changed.
While the 2023 agreement delivered many of the capital improvements it was designed to achieve, we have to recognize that things have changed in the past 3 years. Construction costs are higher. The needs of the system are greater. And we have to make adjustments to address some of the public safety issues that have arisen.
Well, BGE is saying the city has failed to show why the fee should increase. It says the current agreement is already producing better infrastructure at a lower cost. At the meeting, BGE highlighted affordability concerns and said customers could see an increase in their bill because of this higher fee. Here's BGE spokesperson Brittany Jones.
Our customers are struggling to pay their current bills, and I know our profits have been in the news quite often and the media. what we're making as a profit does not mean that we're just pocketing that or giving everything back to shareholders. So I think we got to correct that misnotion first. Of the profit amount, 95% is being reinvested back into the BG system.
So she says 95% invested back into the system. I guess 5% is profit, which, again, they are entitled to make. They are a private business. And yet, again, this kind of fee hike could see the cost being passed on to the rate payers.
BGE is telling our residents that if we charge them more to use our conduit, they'll simply pass the costs on to customers. As the mayor said, that's not their call. That is the Public Service Commission's call. My question is, when is enough enough?
The reality is that they're already before the PSC for a rate increase before this is done, right? So I want the residents and the ratepayers of BGE to know that. Before this was even done, they are already asking for an increase.
Which is true. But now that this has been done, we're taking a look now at another increase. And Scott says, kind of, you know, doesn't really matter. He says it only is going to add up to like a dollar on your bill or whatever.
Like a dollar from the conduit system, a dollar. Anybody that has BGE bill knows that their BGE bill has risen by more than a dollar.
But here's the point. We are getting nickel and dimed to death by this state, by the Democrats. Again, we've seen the so-called Utility Relief Act, which was supposed to save us $12.50. Well, now you can deduct a dollar from that and everything else that goes on. It just seems like at the end of the day, it is the ratepayers and the taxpayers who suffer the most from this legislative malpractice and this, again, city and state incompetence at just about every level of every city and state agency. And at one point, it is going to implode. We don't know when that is, but it is coming. I'm sure of it. You just can't keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. He does get results because of a database of over 12,000 folks that are waiting, salivating over the opportunity to purchase a home. And it could be your home if you list with Vinny today. I would call Vinny as soon as you can if you're thinking about selling and get on his radar and get in the whole process. He'll walk you through the whole thing. And what I like most about Vinny is, of course, he's got all these programs that help you sell. He's has the experience, over 20 years of experience doing this, 10 of which you've heard here on WCBM. He sells for 3% more money and 3% faster than other realtors. And he has the guarantee. And he can make that guarantee because of the database. So call Vinny today. Once you agree on price and time frame and sign the contract, your home is sold. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com. It's 8 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rhett Thomason. There's talk of a pending agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Iran says a deal with Oman is close at hand. President Trump says he was ready to lower the boom on Iran, and that, he says, is what brought Tehran back to the table.
We were set for the biggest attack of any attack, and we've hit them very hard for the last few months. But we were all set for the biggest attack since World War II, and they called me. And they said, please don't do it. Let's talk. And then they said, we never said that. You know what? The fake news knows they did say that. But we are talking. Let's see what happens.
The president, speaking in Nevada, predicts that oil prices, currently holding steady, will fall once the Iran war is over. Never quiet for long, North Korea raising a ruckus again.
South Korea has said North Korea has launched an unidentified projectile towards the water off its east coast. The move is the latest in a string of weapons tests by North Korea this year. South Korea's military did not identify the type of missile, but said the launch took place on Thursday. It comes as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continues to focus on enlarging the state's nuclear and missile arsenal. Nationals. Experts say Kim wants international recognition as a nuclear state in order to demand the lifting of economic sanctions. I'm Karen Shemas.
Crews are taking advantage of cooler weather to start getting a handle on wildfires that have displaced tens of thousands of people around Spokane, Washington. Italy has placed all of its major cities under the highest heat alert. Europe is enduring a severe heat wave, shattering temperature records in Austria, fueling wildfires in France, and disrupting energy and transport systems all across the continent. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 70 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New report of a wreck on the JFX. We can't see it because none of the traffic cameras on the expressway work. It's reported southbound near Falls Road. And, of course, anything there will back us up towards Cold Spring Lane and back towards Northern Parkway. So we'll keep an eye on that. Right now at the city-county line, there's no backup there. But after Northern Parkway, could be a problem. Looking at the Beltway west side, really slow now from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. We're busy on the inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side, stop and go through Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. Watch for the accident at Arundel County, westbound Route 32 at 175. It was backed up through the intersection at Route 170 with a couple of vehicles involved there, and a construction delay northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. We're about 7 to 10 minutes right now at the Old Harbor Tunnel with delays about 5 minutes or so southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and very humid today. Temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the uncomfortable 100s. Plus a chance for some late day showers and thunderstorms. Some showers will linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees in Hampstead and 80 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The former Baltimore County Athletic Director at the center of an AI scandal has pleaded guilty in connection to a federal child exploitation case. Dejon Darien, 34, pleaded guilty to one count of sexual exploitation of a minor inside the U.S. District Court of Maryland in downtown Baltimore. The investigation dates back to April 2024 when Darien was arrested after federal and local authorities determined he created a fake AI-generated recording of his then principal making racist comments. And Fox 45 reports that a man is facing charges of attempted second-degree murder after he allegedly stabbed his father in the face with a kitchen knife inside a popular grocery store in North Baltimore. Court records describe how Darien Brooks, 24, followed his father into the Giant grocery store in the 600 block of East 33rd Street around 9:10 a.m. on July 28th. Brooks was riding a motorcycle, a bicycle that is, and his father was riding a one-wheel hoverboard. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick three, was 108. The pick four, 6429. 8:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Birds and Angels this afternoon at 12:35 as Baltimore goes for the series sweep. You know, the O's are only 10 for 57 at the plate in this series, but they're hitting them when it matters.
Times this year. Leaning back on one right there.
That was a monster shot. Kevin Brown, Big Ben had the call on Masson. Massive by O'Neill, brought here to hit lefties, and that's what he's doing. Asked if anything has changed in his approach after the game.
You know, I really didn't change too much. Just trying to get my foot down, good hitting position on time has really been the difference maker for me. So, you know, when it comes to mechanics, I don't really try and get too caught up with that. Just trust myself as an athlete and go play.
O'Neill batting .375 against left-handers over the last month. Elsewhere in baseball, the Braves' first baseman Matt Olson played in his 896th consecutive game last night, moving past Stan Musial and into seventh place on the all-time list. Olson, of course, owns the majors' longest active game streak. Behind him, by the way, in second place, Orioles' Pete Alonso at 524. Another big day for Jacoby Lane yesterday in Owings Mills as the rookie fourth-round receiver continues to make plays and impress. His high school coach, former Raven Todd Heap, explains why he's so tough to defend.
And it's because of his huge radius, but it's also because of his flexibility. I mean, I've watched him, and we worked on drills day in, day out of dropping your hips, of getting in and out of breaks. And he's as fluid as anybody out there.
Coming up in 30 minutes, talking about the O's farm system again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And joining us in this segment, our newsmaker hotline, is a local Baltimore guy who grew up in this area. Went on to college in Indiana and went into the service and became a Black Hawk helicopter pilot and now is running for office in District 46 in Baltimore City. Jeremy Amason, Mason, is joining us here this morning. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for your service, too, to the country. We certainly appreciate that. So tell us about District 46. What does it entail?
Yeah, District 46 is basically Baltimore through the Inner Harbor, everywhere from Greektown, Fed Hill, Fell Point, Cherry Hill. Very diverse district, has about 100,000 voters in it, and I'm running for election for one of the three House of Delegates seats.
And why did you decide to run? What's motivating you?
Yeah. There are a lot of issues I've seen living here that I feel like haven't been addressed, and the same people have been in office for, you know, since I was like 12 years old. And I just believe that Baltimore deserves and needs better leadership, and leadership that's not just, you know, staying in their office, you know, voting blindly, but people who actually are impacted by the decisions. And I also believe everyone deserves to have a choice when they go on election day to vote. So I decided to run. And I'm, you know, really not a politician. I'm just someone who, you know, got kind of fed up and wanted to make a difference. So I decided to throw my hat in the ring.
Well, we're glad that you did, because I think we need more people like yourself running for office. Interestingly enough, you do support, you write on your website, independent congressional districting. You support term limits, and you also support open primaries. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, a huge topic right now is the redistricting across Maryland. You know, I think it's wrong. I think it's just a power play by the Democrats to get, you know, disenfranchise people so they have more power. Also, one of my big things is Maryland's one of the few states that has different state-level districting, so there's single, double, and triple districts. I don't really see a reason for that. I believe it would be better for all if we had single independent districts for the House of Delegates in Maryland. And then open primaries, I just believe, you know, 50% of the state's Democrat and the other 50% is independent and Republican. And we're losing a lot of our voices at the polls because it's basically just a small handful of people picking our elected leaders every election.
But it is people making that choice to not be affiliated with either Democrat or Republican. And they're actively making that choice knowing they don't have a voice. And how do you fix that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't force people to pick a party, and I think fairly or unfairly, a lot of people have issues with both parties. But that shouldn't mean that they're giving less of a choice or less of voting power at the polls. And if they choose not to vote, that's fine. And when I say open primaries, I don't mean it's just a free-for-all, but getting a way for people, more people to make decisions, more people to be able to pick our leaders.
We're talking with Jeffrey A. Mason. He's running for the House of Delegates in District 46 of the city. More with Jeremy, in just a second. And first, let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
PW Parkway southbound is getting some slowing here. Route 100, haven't had any reports of any problems, but it looks like there could be an incident here right after Route 100 and before Route 32. All it takes is a broken down vehicle or maybe a minor wreck there. So heads up for that. The normal delay is on the northbound side of the parkway coming up through the ramps at Route 197. The other problem, Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 32, that wreck is right around Route 175. That was backed up over towards Route 170. And then heads up on the JFX. Again, we don't have any cameras on the expressway inside the city-county line. Report of an accident southbound at Falls Road. And again, you might get some brake lights there as you're coming south from Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast: hot and humid today, low 90s, heat index over 100. Chance of showers and storms still. Sunny and 80 right now in Annapolis, 78 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline is Jeremy Amison on our hotline, and he is running for District 46 in Baltimore City. Again, I know one other concern of yours is affordability. That's a big buzzword these days, Jeremy, and the cost of living, income taxes, property taxes. And you got all these junk fees, and now we have another, maybe a conduit fee hike for city residents in Baltimore City. How do you propose to make Baltimore City more affordable for both younger folks like yourself and folks that want to retire here?
Yeah, I think the greatest way people vote is with their feet, and we are seeing people leaving Baltimore City for decades and even leaving Maryland for states that are more affordable and have more opportunity to, you know, buy a home and settle down. So I think we really need to incentivize, you know, kind of planting your roots in Baltimore and in Maryland in general. I think one way we can do that is by really fighting against property taxes. I know, you know, I live in Baltimore City. My property taxes are extremely high. And then also just return on investment on our taxes, right? You know, the schools in Baltimore have a lot of issues. A lot of people don't want to send their kids to Baltimore City public schools, but they're paying a high level of tax for a low level of service from the city. And then also just Maryland utility prices are rising, you know, faster than basically anywhere else in the country. And, you know, there's a lot of different things you could do. But I think one of my big reasons I'm running is because, you know, I looked and our current delegates are all taking money from BG&E. I think it's kind of against, you know, common sense that if they're being funded by BG&E that they will, you know, stand up and fight. And then additionally, just junk taxes, fees on everything. It's driving small businesses away. It, you know, it's hitting people on the pocketbook every month, every couple months when they have to, you know, re-register their car or have to pay a gas appliance tax or all these different things. So the state's obsessed with revenue, and they're nickel and diming people, you know, out of the middle class, out of state, making it impossible to ever, you know, buy a home and invest in their communities.
When you say taking money, do you mean political donations?
Yep.
Okay. You're married to a school teacher.
I am.
And I'm sure you've had many discussions with your wife. What are the problems in Baltimore City schools? How do you fix them?
Yeah. I mean, so there is some progress, but it's really fake progress. You know, high school graduation rates might have gone up, but average test scores have gone down. You know, people not going to school has gone up. My wife's a teacher in Cherry Hill, and obviously there's a lot of issues in the community. And I think the best way to fix it is to empower our teachers and provide more services, you know, in the school, in the classroom, instead of just massive budgets that have no results, right? And other states and other cities have a much smaller budget, but they've been able to improve test scores by just being, you know, proactive, you know, putting education, not just to check a box, but to actually educate people for the future. States like Mississippi, you know, they have it so every third grader has to take a reading test. And if they, you know, pass, they continue on. And if they don't pass, they get held back. So I would like to see some sort of, like, targeted test taking where we determine, you know, is this person actually being educated or is our school just becoming a daycare? And I think another huge part is also just getting parents involved. In some neighborhoods and some school districts, you know, there's very high parent involvement, but in others, it's just drop your kid off at school and no investment at home. And, you know, especially for younger kids, education starts at home. So working to, you know, help families and help parents have a vested interest in their kids' education and helping them succeed, I think, is a huge step we need to take. And additionally, the way we calculate in the city the budget is just, you know, total money, close to $2 billion divided by the number of students. But that money is not going to the classroom. Our teachers are having to buy their own supply. You know, kids don't have what they need. And I think it's really just from the top. There's just a lot of wasted money and a lot of, like, fraud and abuse of funding that doesn't ever trickle down to the school. It just gets hung up in the administration.
Just a couple minutes left here, and I wanted to, we could probably talk for an hour or two on this, but overall, homicides are down in the city, which is good news, non-fatal shootings down in the city, but juvenile crime continues to be a cause of great concern. Any thoughts on how we hold juveniles accountable and maybe parents that are negligent or don't care what their children are doing in the wee hours of the early morning or overnight?
Yeah. Definitely. I agree. It's a good thing that murders are down, but in a lot of neighborhoods, you know, crime is up. So, you know, it might be great that crime is down across the city, but there's higher crime than last year or the year before in my neighborhood. You know, it doesn't really matter. For juvenile crime, again, parent involvement and, you know, holding parents responsible for their kids, especially kids, you know, in middle school, young kids, and then also just discipline in schools. Obviously, I'm not for, like, you know, anything over the top, but children get away with a lot at home, and they try to get away with a lot at school. So it's just kind of, you know, a place where we can fix bad behavior and, you know, kind of work with the parents to come up with a way to improve behavior. Because, you know, it starts young, and it only gets worse as people age. And then additionally, like, we need to enforce the law for everyone. So just because you're 16, 17 years old doesn't mean you get away with everything you do. It's just, you know, talking to or, like, small little punishment. We need to enforce every law, and we need to enforce them so that we can, you know, kind of stop people before they snowball and commit more crimes. And then also it's just, you know, in the neighborhoods, it's just, you know, neighborhood responsibility of, you know, ensuring people are going to school, ensuring that, you know, they're not out at 2 a.m. or anything. And then just working with parents, again, is just, I think, key, because that's where it really begins.
All right, if folks want to learn more about your campaign and volunteer, donate, where do they go?
Yeah, Amason, A-M-A-S-O-N, the number 4MD2026.com.
All right, Jeremy, best of luck down the way. I'm sure we'll talk to you in the near future. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's Jeremy Amason, running for District 46 House of Delegates in Baltimore City. Joining us now, Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing fine. If Social Security is someone's only source of income and they are a homeowner, how would a reverse mortgage help?
I mean, before prices went up, I think people could really manage on Social Security. I mean, now it's tough. I mean, and the reverse mortgage can give you the extra money you need to make things a lot easier. I mean, I just helped a client who his mortgage payment was $1,400. His income was $2,200. I mean, again, his mortgage payment was $1,400 and his income was $2,200. And I mean, he had a lot of equity in his home, and he's like, I either got to get rid of this payment or I got to move. So what we were able to do was get rid of that payment, put that money back in his pocket each month, give him a line of credit for some extra money in the future, and now he doesn't have to move. He can stay as long as he wants, and if he wants to sell down the road, he can do the same thing too.
Now, what are some of the things people don't consider in retirement?
I mean, I think a lot of people don't put their biggest asset into their retirement plan, and it's their home. I mean, for most people, their house is worth more than it's ever been, and they're not factoring in. I mean, think about it. Like, I know I've done it before. If I need to pay some bills or do something, I'll refinance my house and take care of it. And a reverse mortgage is just the same thing. It's a refinance without a monthly payment. So why not refinance your house at retirement if you need the money?
Makes sense. Well, what does a typical person's finances look like when they call you, and how does a reverse mortgage help them now?
I mean, most people, you know, they're just juggling the finances, and they just need some extra money to make things easier. I mean, maybe they have a mortgage or some other debt, and they're at a point where they said, I need to get rid of this payment or these other debts, or I got to move. And most people I talk to, the last thing they want to do is move, but they don't think they have any options, where a reverse mortgage can get rid of that payment, put that money back in their pocket, get rid of those debts, and again, give you a line of credit for future stuff and make it a lot easier to stay.
And how do they get in touch with you, Mark?
410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
That's great. Hopefully they give you a call. Mark McVeary is the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark. 823 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, just a quick check in Annapolis. A little minor build up here, I-97, top of the hill at Route 32. That's normal, and then it gets better as you're going down towards the ramp at 50 at I-97. No complaints at all. Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound, clear from there through Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, and over to the Severn River Bridge. The accident in Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 32, still there, clean up near the intersection of 175, whatever that was on the parkway, southbound after Route 100, corrected itself. That backup is gone. You're a little slow northbound at 197, but that would be the normal delay. JFX southbound, the wreck still reported at Falls Road. We can't see it because there are no cameras on the expressway in the city. The only thing I can tell you is you may pick up a backup or a delay. It's not backed up at the city line, but after Northern Parkway could be a factor on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: hot, humid, low 90s, heat index over 100 degrees today. Chance of some showers and storms later on this afternoon, evening, and overnight. And pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now, sunny, 79 in Columbia, and it is 78 in Pikesville. From the birthplace of a Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Hort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. joining the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. None of the 56 died as a result of their signature, but before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 have their homes destroyed, and 17 would lose their entire fortunes. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Call 410-321-1100 if you dreamed of achieving that perfect smile. We're meeting the Pennsylvania delegation. Benjamin Rush was born in Byberry, 12 miles from Philly. His father died when he was not yet 6, and when he was 8, his mother placed the boy in care of his maternal uncle. He would later enroll the College of New Jersey, Princeton. He graduated in 1760 with a Bachelor of Arts degree, and for the next 5 years, he would apprentice with a doctor in Philadelphia. He would get his M.D. degree at the University of Edinburgh. Rush set up his medical practice in Philly and became a professor of chemistry at his old alma mater, the College of Philadelphia, now known as the University of Pennsylvania. His political views were well established by early 1770s. He had joined the Sons of Liberty. Thomas Paine consulted with Rush during the writing of his influential book, and it is claimed it was Rush who suggested the title Common Sense. By 1776, Benjamin Rush was a member of Pennsylvania's Provincial Conference, which was charged with sending delegates to the Continental Congress. He himself was chosen to attend. He joined the Congress after he voted for independence, and even doing so, he signed the Declaration. And again, he recalled the signing of the Declaration of Independence to fellow signer John Adams, saying that the silence in the gloom of the morning was interrupted, I will recollect only for a moment, by Colonel Benjamin Harrison of Virginia, who said, I shall have great advantage over you, Mr. Elbridge Gerry, when you are all, we are all hung for what we are now doing. He went on to serve as Congress's medical committee in the Philadelphia militia. He also saw the horrors of war as a doctor. He treated many in Washington's army. While still in Congress, he would fight and do his best to diminish the deaths of these fighting men. He became the first Surgeon General. Of course, went on to praise General Washington in a letter to John Adams in 1812. It was Benjamin Rush who was best remembered maybe as the man who brought John Adams and Thomas Jefferson together after a bitter election of 1800, drove them apart for years. Rush was able to get them to exchange letters, and eventually they would become friends again. Benjamin Rush died at the age of 67 when he contracted typhus while treating patients during the epidemic of 1813. Benjamin Rush, again, one of our founding fathers and signers of the Declaration of Independence.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos, and he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Well, we're just minutes away from the contempt vote in the committee that Senator Rand Paul chairs. So we'll see how that is probably going to be around party lines, but we expect that he will be held in contempt and then there'll be a floor vote at some point, maybe Friday. We'll stay tuned. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The three men who committed robberies and carjackings, 13 incidents in total in Maryland and D.C., will each spend more than a decade behind bars. Kennard Bishop, 28, Edward Leroy Brown, 26, and Khalil Boyd, 20, were all sentenced on Wednesday in U.S. District Court, according to U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's office. Bishop was sentenced to 15 years in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Brown was sentenced to 12 and a half years, while Boyd was sentenced to 12 years. The sentencing comes after all three men pleaded guilty on March 26 to charges of conspiracy to interfere with interstate commerce by robbery and to using and brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence, according to a news release. And Fox 45 reports that a man is facing charges of attempted second-degree murder after he allegedly stabbed his father in the face with a kitchen knife inside a popular grocery store in North Baltimore. Court records describe how Darian Brooks, 24, followed his father into the Giant Food grocery store in the 600 block of East 33rd Street around 9:10 a.m. on July 28th. Brooks was riding a bicycle. His father was riding a one-wheel hoverboard. Surveillance videos captured footage of the father and son engaged in an argument which escalated into a physical altercation inside of the grocery store. The charging documents for Brooks state that he repeatedly struck his father with a closed fist during the altercation. And the Maryland Department of Natural Resources is closing more areas of Cunningham Falls State Park around Hunting Creek Lake after a 19-year-old fisherman reported he was bitten by a beaver Wednesday morning. This marks the second beaver attack at the state park within the past 2 weeks, officials said. Around 9:30 a.m. on August 5th, a 19-year-old man said he was bitten on his ankle by a beaver in the South Beach day use area of the park. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800. To handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at crestlock.com.
Squirrels are adorable and oh so clever, but eating everything at your bird feeders? Not so cute. If you're tired of feeding the squirrels, we have lots of solutions. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn from Wild Birds Unlimited. We have squirrel-proof feeders, baffles, and even spicy seed and suet products to deter those crafty critters. And if you're a squirrel fan, we have feeders, peanuts, and squirrel logs just for your furry friends. Come visit us at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and now Columbia.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Had a report about 10 minutes ago. There may be a minor wreck now on the shoulder on 895 southbound around the Lombard Street area, maybe a little further south around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. They're still slow in that area coming south through Erdman Avenue and then moving south from there. So the volume is still heavy even from that point going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 just a little bit slow, top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp. A couple of things still underway. Southbound JFX Falls Road, that wreck was still there. We can't see it. There are no cameras on the expressway. And westbound Route 32 is still having a problem with the wreck in Anne Arundel County at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and very humid today. Temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the uncomfortable 100s. Plus a chance for some late day showers and thunderstorms. Some showers will linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And wrapping up the morning in sports, the O's and Angels today at what promises to be sultry Camden Yards this afternoon. First pitch at 12:35 with Brandon Young on the hill. Young, the surprise of this year's pitching staff, 8-2 on the season, a rotation best 3.31 ERA. Meanwhile, the Orioles farm system in the news again, Fangraphs updating its rankings after the trade deadline, slotting the Orioles in at number 2 in the majors behind only the Tampa Bay Rays. That's small solace for a fan base hungry to win now. But Orioles president of baseball operations, Mike Elias, says the deadline day trades don't diminish those chances.
The fact that we're trading Adley for minor league players is not a declaration of setting back our timeline. It's about making moves to enhance the level of talent in the organization. And we want to continue to win in the near terms. It's a balancing act.
Well, they got a chance here now, just a half game out of the wild card slot. Elsewhere in baseball, the juggernaut called the Red Sox. They were at it again.
It's not been easy as of late as Abreu torches it into right field. Montgomery looks. Abreu has done it again. 20th home run of the season.
Emma Tiedemann handled the play-by-play for the New England Sports Network's all-female broadcast on Women's Celebration Night. 4-0 was the final over the White Sox. That's Boston's 7th win in a row after a 15-game streak in July. The Beantowners are 30-5 since June 24th. Defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver at the mic yesterday put it well in Owings Mills when asked, aside from the physical tools they both possess, what makes the connection between Zay Flowers and Lamar so special?
What makes both of those guys special is when they get into that second play, it's almost like they have this like connection where, hey, go here without having to say it or signal anything. And next thing you know, it's like Zay popped out of the ground and is wide open.
Man, real loser right now in this tug of war between Churchill Downs and the state of Maryland is the sport of horse racing. Here's analyst Randy Moss, not that one, the other one, on PressBoxOnline.com.
What we're seeing right now, Glenn, is just a typical example of the complete dysfunction of the sport of thoroughbred racing. It literally is ready, shoot, aim.
And finally, a tennis superstar weighing in on the controversial topic of transgender rights in sports.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? The first pro league to go in that direction?
I think it's really important to keep the fairness in our tour, and it's obvious that biologically, right, the men are way stronger than women, so I feel like it would be not really fair for the woman to compete against biological men.
That is the voice of Aryna Sabalenka, the top-ranked women's tennis player in the world. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents, combining modern technology such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website, with old-school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end, result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey, 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time once again, Thursday morning, for Mackenzie Frost in depth tonight at Fox 45. She joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
It's going. It's busy. You've been busy all week between special session and the Preakness. Your head must be spinning here this morning.
It's been a week already. Yeah.
Let's talk about the special session first. And everybody, foregone conclusion that the Democrats were going to ram this through. They're going to get what they want, and that's what's happened now. The big question is court challenges, and there might be one or several. What do you know right now as far as, has anything officially been filed yet with the state?
Nothing has been officially filed, but I would expect that to change today. I know that the Republicans have been working on getting that together, and they are expected to make that official, I think, in a few hours.
And there are, you know, several different areas where they could challenge. I know one is the state law that they passed in the last session that said it all had to be done by July 1st, and that didn't happen, and all sorts of other requirements that were not met. So that's one area. I would imagine that ballot language, there's some confusion there. And the first bill I saw, Bill 2100, it said that the language would be something like or similar like, but it didn't have the exact language. Do you know if the final bill that was passed has the exact ballot language in it?
Not that I am aware of. And I know that there was a lot of things going on, you know, kind of last minute, and there was an amendment that was also included that really kind of gave lawmakers an exemption to that law that you were just talking about to get this done. And there's the concern about whether this is actually plain language, which is another part of the legal requirement for this ballot question. And even some of the lawmakers were like, what is this going to say? What is really on the ballot here? How are people going to really understand that this is what is being discussed when they look at this?
Yeah, because, you know, just reading through it myself, it was fairly confusing. I mean, you really had to read it over four or five times and to try to figure out what was going on there. So, but with the history of ballot, language and ballots on the constitutional amendments, the vast majority of them pass in this state and have since 1867. And that is, I'm sure, what's concerning the Republicans in this.
Absolutely. I mean, and that was something that the Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey was clear about, saying that once this really gets on the ballot, it's all but guarantee, essentially. Now, you know, in the city, we've seen the same argument, and some people have been successful in defeating some of these questions, but it takes a lot. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And, you know, I think we're already seeing some organizations pop up to protect Maryland votes, organization trying to educate voters about what this is and why they believe people should vote no. And I think Democrats will probably do the same and try and get voters to support it.
Might be interesting because the Baltimore Sun is reporting this morning that 65% in blue areas, blue counties,
yeah,
dominated by Democrats, are opposed to this constitutional amendment.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was interesting. And, you know, we were going through some of the submitted testimony. And, I mean, the numbers are astonishing. It's just how many people took time to say that they don't want this. It was like 21 people said they wanted to support it, and over 130 were in opposition to this. And so, you know, the Democrats say that this is ultimately going to be, at, you know, the will of the voters, and Marylanders will have the final say. Well, Marylanders seem to be speaking up in opposition to this, so it'll be interesting.
Have you, I know we're going in depth tonight on Fox 45 at 5:30 with Mackenzie Frost. Have you spoken to any constitutional lawyers or any legal experts on the, you know, what the chances are of a successful challenge?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think the real question is this law, the SB 29, that really could be the biggest window of opportunity for Republicans who want to challenge this. And whether the courts will believe that the exemption that was included is enough to kind of skirt this right now. And so once we see the actual complaint filed, I think we'll have a better idea of the legal argument exactly. But I think that there is, and even Democrats that I've talked to kind of behind the scenes argue, well, you know, we think we did this, but it kind of is an open question.
Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 at Fox 45. Coming up next, we'll discuss which is more concerning for Westmore, the Preakness race or the presidential race. 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Either way, won't be around for long.
Oh, very good. You spent all night on that, I can tell.
No, I got a lot of those horse jokes.
Why the long face?
There you go. She hung around the stable and all the horse manure.
Okay, all right. That's enough.
I understand. I got you. It's your show. Interloop to the ramp to northbound 83. There's a report of an accident on that ramp. That's a two-lane ramp that takes you north on 83 up to Timonium Road. So we're trying to get a visual on that. We were just starting to see a little backup there for the traffic coming east from the ramp at the JFX. So that's where the heads up would be. It looks like the accident on the JFX has cleared now southbound at Falls Road. Anarundel County Police are still working on that wreck on Route 32 westbound at 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot and humid, low 90s, heat index over 100, chance of showers and storms today. And right now we're 77 in Reisterstown, 79 and sunny in Ocean City. We're speaking with Mackenzie Frost on our Newsmaker Hotline in depth tonight on Fox 45. The other big story coming out of Maryland and Baltimore is the status of the Preakness. Mackenzie, I know you covered this yesterday as well. And do you know if either Churchill Downs Incorporated or the New York Racing Association, did they reach out to the governor or the Maryland Jockey Club or the Maryland Horse Racing Commission prior to announcing this Thoroughbred Championship Series?
From my understanding, no, that there was, but that came, you know, less than a week after the state of Maryland announced that it would actually exercise its right, first refusal to buy the IP rights to the Preakness. And then this happened, and the governor said he didn't see this as retaliation, said he's willing to have conversations with anyone, and growth of the sport is good, but it's hard to look at this and, you know, not see this as punishment for what happened.
Now, they're saying the folks down at Churchill Downs are saying that they could include future races in the championship series, but that the timeline here is what everybody's questioning, because the major complaint was the Derby winner didn't want to run 2 weeks after into the Preakness, so the horses need rest, blah, blah, blah. And so by moving it a week later, you now are in the wheelhouse of the Belmont Stakes. So
exactly.
And again, they get points for the Derby and the Belmont, but none for the Preakness. Is there a legitimate concern this could be the end of the Triple Crown as we know it?
I mean, I think that's what everyone is questioning. And according to the governor, that's not going to happen, that this schedule change kind of alleviates the pressure points at the front end of the Triple Crown. But now it's 13 days before the Belmont. And if racers are, you know, serious about this new championship series where they're getting points for, you know, running in these races, and the Derby and the Belmont are part of that, why would they come to the Triple Crown, or why would they come to the Preakness, especially if horses aren't looking for the Triple Crown and they're just looking to win races and participate? You know, I think that pressure point on the back end of the Triple Crown right now really raises a question. It was something that I posed to the governor's office yesterday, but I'm still waiting on an answer.
So he did say something yesterday at that press conference where he said the goal was not so much on the track, was off the track, which seems to me that the priority is the Pimlico and Park Heights neighborhood.
Right.
And maybe not the track. So that might be an issue. But let me ask you this. If it does mean it's the death knell for the Triple Crown, does this hurt or help his presidential ambitions?
I think it depends on how popular horse racing is overall with his voter base. I mean, I think that, you know, the horse racing industry is facing an uncertain future. And for a lot of people, they don't really care about this. But if you look at it in the broader context, if he's the governor who, quote unquote, lost the Triple Crown, if you will, you know, does that kind of go into the narrative and raise questions about its overall accomplishments? And so I don't think that anyone would want to be seen as the person to lose a major event such as this. And so I can't imagine that it would really help a presidential race if this were to be the end of the Triple Crown.
Well, yesterday he was talking about touting the fact that the Black Eyed Susan, which, with all due respect, I think only the people really in horse racing really care about, would be moved to Saturday, and the Preakness would be on Sunday. And then he talked about they cut a new deal with NBC. But do we know any details of how much money's involved in that?
No, we have no idea. And that was asked during the press conference, and NBC executive, you know, really said, we don't talk about the details of the financials. But there was one interest or point of detail where he talked about how it sounds like there's some sort of incentive language in the contract, which on its surface makes some sense. But he talked about how, you know, if we move it to Sunday, we get a bigger rating possibly, and more ratings mean more money. More money means more opportunities to pay the state of Maryland. So I think that there was a lot of factors going into that in moving it. A lot of big sporting events are on a Sunday. But if people are traveling, it also raises the question of whether the Black Eyed Susan race is big enough to carry a national telecast on a Saturday. And I just don't know if that's true.
Yeah, and then, of course, the economic impact that Baltimore received from the Preakness. You got hotels, you got restaurants, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But, again, people just going to come in for the Preakness and leave?
Right. Well, and, you know, we heard from the First Lady, too, talk about the Preakness Festival. We didn't really get a lot of information about what that will be and how they plan to revamp this to make it a weekend event. And in the past, we've seen, you know, music lineups for the Preakness. That's not necessarily a new thing. So I'm curious to learn exactly what this revamped festival will be and if it's enough to bring people to Baltimore for it, even if they're not necessarily interested in racing. It would have to be a pretty big event with some pretty big names to draw in a crowd.
Do you think, real quick, because we have just 30 seconds left, but do you think the track is going to be ready by May 23rd, 2027?
Everyone says yes, outside of the pavilion, which they have planned to bring in extra stands. So if the construction is on track and we don't see any delays, we could see that happen. I think a lot of people want that to be the case, so everyone's hopeful.
All right, Mackenzie Frost, in depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you.
8:50, 10 before the hour, time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. Well, it's never good news when you're bitten by a shark. But a man from Connecticut is in surprisingly good spirits after a shark bit him during a snorkeling excursion in the Bahamas for his 40th wedding anniversary. The best part is, when he returned home, his neighbors welcomed him with shark costumes and a dance to lift his spirits. Here's John Schweizer.
Beautiful diving, beautiful clear water, and we dove with the sharks. It was so fast, so immediate, that you knew it happened. There was no doubt about it. We used many, many towels and tourniquets to keep the blood at bay. The ship had an emergency room doctor on there, put in 26 stitches in my leg and 4 in my hand.
And he still lived to tell about it and is now joking about it as well. So might be the end of my snorkeling career if that happened to me. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4, the Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Some stations say they have a talk block. Don't waste your time. We let you talk all day on AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Hell yeah. Only man has ever bitten a shark. But it was a loan shark. Chuck Whitaker.
Actually took a baseball bat to a loan shark. I was trying to get some money back for Frank, not for myself.
That's right.
The wreck on the Interloop is blocking the left side of the ramp. It's a two-lane ramp, Interloop to the northbound side of I-83. Fire department is there. State Highway just pulled up. So now it's a single lane exiting, and now the backup on the Beltway is going back to the JFX and will eventually go back to Greenspring Avenue. If you're going straight on the Beltway towards York Road and over towards Charles Street and through that area, just stay as far left as you can. That ramp is open to the northbound side of 83, but you'll have that delay at least for another 20 minutes, half an hour or so. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid today, low 90s, heat index well over 100. Chance for showers and storms this afternoon and evening and overnight. Tomorrow, humid, low 90s. Chance for storms again. Right now, it is sunny, 79 in Annapolis, and it's 81 degrees under sunny skies in downtown Baltimore. Kim Klasick is off today, sitting in for Kim. Coming up next, Councilman Nino Mangione of the Baltimore County Council, and his guest in his first hour is going to be Congressman Andy Harris. He's going to react to the special session, I'm sure, and which involves his seat in the future, and that is coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. ICE says Prince George's County has released two men, despite detainers. One an alleged gang banger. This is exactly what ICE has been warning about for years now. Federal authorities announced the arrest of two illegal aliens released from PG County Detention Center. One is 28-year-old Jefferson Canamo Jordan, a Venezuelan national, and 23-year-old Felipe Fernando Raimondo, a Guatemalan national. Both have prior records. Raimondo has faced charges for arson, malicious destruction of property, trespassing, and motor vehicle theft. Canamo Jordan was recently charged with assault and is a suspected member of the Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan transnational gang that has expanded into an international crime organization. PG County State's Attorney's Office. They're trying to verify the underlying criminal cases here. But ICE officials say both were arrested by federal agents last month in targeted traffic stops. So these are illegal aliens with criminal records, prior records, driving and living among us in the state of Maryland in Prince George's County. And all you have to do is call ICE, because they had detainers on these individuals and hold them until ICE can come pick them up. You know, I just don't understand why the state of Maryland is, you know, they protect criminals over law-abiding citizens. You know, with these two having a rap sheet a mile long, why in turn? I just can't understand why PG County would not turn them over to ICE and rid their community of two monsters. Again, they are the Democrats in this state are pro-criminal. They protect criminals at the expense of innocent law-abiding citizens. And one of these days, you, the voters, are going to make it stop. I don't know what it's going to take, how long it's going to take. We've had people die like, you know, Kayla Hamilton, like Rachel Moore, and like Dakara Thompson, and like Esmeralda Sanchez Perez. Again, all of them have been lost, murdered by illegals. We're moments away from a vote on holding Dr. Fauci in contempt. It's in Rand Paul's committee. Senator Paul talked about that yesterday.
Yes, I think we will pass it out tomorrow out of committee. I hope some Democrats will join us, but I think there's a real possibility that the vote is along party lines. There is a significant legal question. If you're granted complete immunity with a presidential pardon, not only complete immunity for a few crimes, for all crimes over a 10-year period, if you have immunity, can you plead the fifth that, oh, I don't want to self-incriminate myself when you already have immunity? There is some legal discussion and casework and precedent on this, and so we will put this forward. We will make our arguments. If it passes out of committee tomorrow, which I hope that it will, I will immediately send it to the Department of Justice and ask them to continue proceedings, to come down with an indictment.
Yeah, so this might have to kind of sneak its way through the courts once there's a floor vote. And again, don't know if they'll have the votes on the floor or not. So they may just have to refer it over to the DOJ for criminal referral. And then they're going to have to wrestle with the legal questions about when you've got a preempted pardon that goes back to 2014. Does that give you the ability to? And again, the reason why I think he invoked the Fifth Amendment 111 times was he's worried about civil punishment, civil liability. And then there's also state. The state of Florida now has subpoenaed Dr. Fauci and all his records and so on and so forth. So he still could face criminal because the pardon power of the president only applies to federal charges, not to state charges. And that's why Florida and other states, I think, are contemplating charges against Dr. Fauci as well. Again, we'll see what happens with that. Councilman Nino Mangione coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. By the way, to the caller that called yesterday about the Brandon Shores coal plant in Anne Arundel County, I did confirm that nearly 2,000 homes are scheduled to be built, constructed on the very ground that the Brandon Shores power plant currently is located on. So that means it's going bye-bye, folks. So we'll have a lot less energy going forward here in the state of Maryland. See you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.